who's touched off a fiesta in Miami's Little Havana. Chants of freedom, freedom, after word came that Cuba's Fidel Castro, who's been plagued by a series of health problems, has now undergone surgery for intestinal bleeding. At least temporarily, he's turned over the reins of power to his younger brother, Raul. This Cuban-American celebrant thinks it means only one of two things.
This has never happened before, so if this is happening, it's because either he's already dead or he's very, very, very ill.
CBS News Foreign Affairs analyst Pamela Falk says it could be a dress rehearsal for the inevitable.
The temporary relinquishing of power may very well be a way to prepare the Cuban people for a day of transition.
Well, Fidel Castro, who came to power in 1959, turns 80 this month. The signs grow of a widening war across the Israel-Lebanon border. We have the latest on the fighting this morning from Tel Aviv and CBS News correspondent Dan Raviv, who joins us live.
Israel's military speaks of fierce street fighting. Tank fire, part of a ground offensive, greatly expanded.
It'll be more surgical.
An Israeli spokesman predicting fewer civilian deaths. CBS's Vicky Barker drove with Mercy Corps from Beirut to Marjayoun in South Lebanon, mostly stranded Christians.
I'm watching them unload the trucks. There are big bags of bedding and boxes full of food packets, enough to feed a family of 10 for 2 weeks. Now, I've spoken to the mayor here, and he says this is wonderful, but they also need clothes because many of the people fled here with just the clothes on their back.
Israel claims 20 Hezbollah fighters killed, says it's clearing the way for international peacekeepers. Arab TV claims 3 Israeli soldiers killed. Live in Israel, Dan Raviv, CBS News.
Well, shaping up to be another very bloody day in Iraq. The latest wave of sectarian bombings and shootings have claimed at least 56 lives, including a roadside bombing that killed 24 people in the north and a car bomb in Baghdad that left 14 dead. This is the sound that spells relief. The hum of an air conditioner familiar to millions of Americans from the Midwest to the East Coast who face another day of broiling.
It's so hot out.
Triple-digit hot again, forcing heat advisories in Chicago, Washington, Boston, and New York City. Just another cyclical spike? No way, says climatologist Jay Gulledge.
It's just not normal. It probably has not happened before, and it's certainly since we've been keeping data.
Gulledge says there is no longer any serious debate that it's the effects of global warming. Well, it's the season's third named tropical storm, Chris, with winds of about 40 miles an hour, not expected to grow to hurricane strength as it bears down on the Leeward Islands. Landfall could come early tomorrow morning. It's the morning after word that the FDA is reconsidering over-the-counter sales of a morning-after pill.
When acting FDA Commissioner Andrew von Eschenbach faces a Senate panel considering his nomination to take over the agency full-time, he'll be peppered with questions about a controversial contraceptive called Plan B. On the eve of this hearing, he suddenly said a decision could come within weeks on whether to allow over-the-counter sales of this morning-after pill. But he laid out some tough conditions, insisting on a workable plan to restrict sales to women over 18. Dr. Vanessa Collins of Planned Parenthood replies,
if the FDA makes science-based decisions as opposed to politically motivated decisions, there will be no age restriction.
Senators Patty Murray and Hillary Rodham Clinton say they'll keep blocking this nomination until the FDA's long-delayed decision on Plan B is actually made. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
It's 4 past the hour.
Call the Mortgage Store today at 303-423-7171.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Officials overseeing the firefighting effort in northwest Nebraska have allowed residents in Dawes County to return home now. Hundreds of people there had to evacuate their homes near Chadron because of the nearby wildfires. 3 homes have been destroyed by the fire. John McKimmis owns one of those homes and says there wasn't much to return to.
Everything was just ashes. The only thing that was standing was a brick wall, a small portion of a brick wall, and the rest of the houses were just totally destroyed as well.
The rest of the region's on fire. Still massive fires in Oregon, Nevada, Wyoming, and Washington dealing with wildfires. 21,000 firefighters working those fires. Governor Bill Owens signed into law the nation's strongest immigration reform bill. The last official bill signing for the governor could turn out to be his legacy. The rest of the nation watching to see how this bill will work. It does require proof of citizenship for Colorado benefits.
This legislation will make a positive difference in the future of Colorado, and I'm proud to sign these bills into law as my last legislative action as governor of the state of Colorado.
Governor believes this will take at least 50,000 illegal aliens off the state welfare rolls. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
And as always, this time of morning, we've got a pretty great drive if you're just getting out to the highways. A little heavier now, southbound I-25 right around 84th Avenue, and getting busy across downtown. But we've got a wide-open drive and speeds up in the 50s and 60s for I-70, C-470, the Boulder Turnpike at 225. No unusual slowdowns on this trip around town. Looking at your weather today, mostly cloudy skies with some afternoon thundershowers expected through highs. Right around 83 degrees. Right now we're at 62. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-3364. Again, that's 1-800-550-3364. 1-800-550-3364.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Price includes 4% down payment at 8% APR over 30 years.
If you could own a home for $199 a month, would you do it? Because the government and private banks are liquidating thousands of homes right now. Homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed for as little as $199 a month. For a list of foreclosures in your area, call BNI at 1-800-785-3321. Homes of every shape and size are being liquidated right now. To find these foreclosed homes and properties in your area, homes for as little as $199 a month, request a listing from BNI today. Call toll-free 1-800-785-3321. If you can afford $199 a month, you can afford to buy a home. But you can't afford to wait, because these homes are being liquidated immediately, many for as little as $199 a month. For a list of homes and properties in your area, call 1-800-785-3321. Find out what $199 a month can get you by calling 1-800-785-3321. 1-800-785-3321.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318. Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice, Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre Central Park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngleHomesColorado.com.
Problem. Yeah, right. Come on, we love you. We can cure whatever problem you have. Trust us.
I don't have any problems. It's just same old thing waking up at 4 o'clock every day,
oh,
you know?
Oh, stop it. It's not that bad, is it?
When the weather's like this, you know, and I woke up and it's kind of raining out, yeah, those are the kind of days you want to stay at home.
Yeah, but I want to stay at home during those days when I wake up at like 9 o'clock in the morning. But, you know, that gets in that whole syndrome about, well, it's Monday, but if Monday were Monday, if he canceled Monday, Tuesday would become Monday, and then if he canceled Tuesday, Wednesday would become Monday. I mean, there's no way of escaping it. We all have to get up and go to work, right?
Not all of us.
Well, who doesn't?
There's lots of people who don't work.
Oh, you're talking about the independently wealthy?
Those people. And some of the stay-at-home moms, but I guess
staying-at-home mom is work.
Yeah, it's work.
Ask Stacy. She works her can off.
Oh, I get it every day, because I come home and I'm like, I don't want to deal with it. You know, you got to sleep until 7 or 8, but, you know, it's that argument doesn't work with her.
Yeah, there you go, see? All right. Yeah, I am tempted to ask this question. I'll get excoriated from asking it. People will go crazy when I ask it. I will get into big trouble when I ask it, but I really want to ask it. And one of the things about doing this kind of talk radio, one of the things about doing quote-unquote progressive talk radio is you've got what I call your hard cases who listen to the radio station. And, man, they want that straight politics. Do it. And do it all the time. And it's almost like they want to be preached to or... they want to get into this whole, you know, I mean, they want it constantly. And to me, there's other things going on. And sometimes I just wonder about people's reactions to certain things. And I'm fascinated with how society sometimes operates. And let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. Depending on how your age now, well, I guess this has nothing to do with age. Like, if you got in trouble and you did something wrong, like going into, and you know where I'm going with this, right? Stop me before I kill again. But I get it off my chest at 6:13, 13 minutes after 6, because I figure, what the heck, you know? This is the beginning of the show, and a lot of people just aren't even up yet. But why is it that every time somebody famous gets into trouble, they go to rehab and they're excused? And you know the prime example of that? Rush Limbaugh, right? I mean, didn't he get into trouble and then he went into rehab? And it's like he's still working. It's like nobody shunned him. It's like nobody said to him, oh, you're out allegedly doctor shopping. And he struck a deal, so he was out doctor shopping. And you were hooked on OxyContin. And that's a major, major, major bad thing. And breaking the law like that and doing all of that, you deserve some punishment. And yet he went into rehab. His lawyer was able to strike a deal with West Palm Beach County. He paid some fines. And now, you people, he's back on the radio, right? So going into rehab gets him out of it. And you have the Mel Gibson situation, which we talked about yesterday. Now Mel Gibson is in rehab. My question for you, if you want to try this out this early in the morning at 6:14, 14 minutes after 6, is does rehab get Gibson out of trouble? Will this blow over because he's gone into rehab? So if I come in here some morning and accidentally make a mistake and say something that I don't mean... and then claim that I've got problems and I go into rehab, does that get me out from underneath the hook?
is rehab a free pass for what you've done? And you know where this emanates from, some of it? From some of it emanates from people like us, who are progressive, who are liberal, who are open-minded, who view such things as alcoholism, and I do, alcoholism, drug addiction, and these things as being a mental health problem, as being a physical sickness. And I'm very, very pro-mental health, having struggled with mental health problems myself. And I can remember at least one radio station I worked at where I had to be hospitalized, and when I came back, the program director did not want me to get on the air and did not want me to admit where I had been. No, don't do that. They'll all think you're crazy. And I just want to get on the air and say, hey, this is what I suffer from, and this is what happened. But the enlightened view towards, narcotics abuse and alcohol abuse, primarily, I mean, I hate to be polarizing at 6:16 in the morning, but it primarily comes from us, wouldn't you say? I don't think it comes from them, and them being the authoritarian right wing. No, not that I know of. Maybe I'm wrong about this. You know, maybe there's a conservative or two out there that's up this time of the morning and wants to call in and correct me and say that I'm wrong. I mean, I'm open to be corrected on it, but I just feel like it comes from us. That we're the ones that, always push for enlightenment in these areas. And you look at Bill Ritter, who has set up the drug courts for lesser offenders. The enlightenment always comes from us, not from them. And I'm trying to struggle with where I'm going here with this. I guess what it means is, while yeah, you got to have a certain amount of forgiveness, there also has to be a certain amount of punishment involved too, and a certain amount of shunning. But most celebrities and sports figures, if they run into trouble, they run off to rehab, and does rehab buy them a pass? And it seems to me we'll put up with a lot more of these days out of people than we would have, like, say, 10, 15, 20 years ago on a lot of different levels. So I just wondered about that. I wondered last night when I was watching Keith Olbermann and I saw the whole thing on Gibson going into rehab, and I thought, and I said to Mary, I said, you know, rehab, I bet you, buys him a pass. I bet you he doesn't have to explain his actions. I bet you he doesn't have to really say anything, because he can get on television and he can say, I had a problem, and you know what? I went into rehab, and now that problem is solved. And I'm trying to think of right now, because it's 6:18, 18 minutes after 6 in the morning, and I can't. My one-cylinder brain won't cough anybody else up, but other than Limbaugh and Gibson, how many others have been in rehab that we know of that have done things and then committed themselves to rehab? There's got to be lots of them. I mean, if you did a Google search on stars on rehab, I bet you tons of them would come through. I just can't think of any right now. Can you think of any right now, John, that have done rehab? No, you can't think of any either. Maybe some of you out there know.
What about Charlie Sheen?
Charlie Sheen has done rehab. Right. That's right. Nick Nolte, maybe? Remember the famous Nick Nolte mugshot on Smoking Gun?
One of the greatest mugshots of all time, right up there with the James Brown mugshot.
Yeah, James Brown's another one. But I don't know if he went into rehab or not. I don't know. Maybe somebody else can help us out there about rehab. 303-713-7600 if you haven't answered any of this stuff. It's 6:19, 19 minutes after 6, AM 760 Progressive Talk. J. Marvin along with you. High today going to be 84, but you know what? It's going to be a bit wet today, too. And it's nice to have you with us this morning. Thank you so much for making plans to stick around. Really do appreciate it and hope we'll reward you with a proper show that you've come to know, love, and deserve.
Are you spending too much money maintaining your office or home computers? This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Starting at less than $100, a PC Answers technician will come to your home or office and solve all of your computer problems quickly and painlessly.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com. That's pc-answers.com. 303-548-1414. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network at troubleshooter.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the Internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-226-9008. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-226-9008. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the Internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the Internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true Internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008.
Saw Palmetto. So works better, and it's healthy to take.
For your risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-210-3461. That's 1-800-210-3461. Try Beta Prostate risk-free. That's 1-800-210-3461.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the Internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. Everything you need to get started making money on the Internet is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Call 1-800-900-1624. 1-800-900-1624. 1-800-900-1624.
I'm Bill Winter, and I approve of this message. Tom Tancredo was one of only four members of Congress to vote against the Violence Against Women Act. He doesn't represent Colorado. I will. We need to raise $2,000 today, and I need your help. Please go to winterforcongress.com to volunteer and donate today.
Need car navigation for your vacation? Get a Garmin GPS.
Turn right on Highway 152.
Garmin, the leader in We'll Take You There.
I'll take you there.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
23 minutes after 6 a.m. 760, Progressive Talk. Good morning. Jay Marvin here. High today, 84. There'll be some rain out there along with some sunshine, kind of cool things off. We're talking about the idea of going into rehab, get these Hollywood stars off, because Gibson's doing it. I just wonder about this. And you know what else I wonder about, too? Let me throw one other thing in, too. The difference in treatment between them and us. Like, you know what? If that were me that was caught drunk driving, okay, I can assure you that, number one, nothing would be redacted off my arrest report, that they would throw the book at me, that I'd be in the can, that, I mean, it would be that my career here would be done, that all of that stuff would be over with. And people like Gibson and Limbaugh and the rest of them go hire high-priced lawyers and somehow get them out from underneath all of these things. And to me, that's really, you know, one of the things about American justice that really stinks. I mean, do you think that a poor white person, or that a poor Hispanic, or that a poor African American, or a poor anybody, you know, would have gotten the same treatment, say, as Limbaugh, or would get the same treatment, say, as Gibson got? I mean, you know, would you be able to bond out after a couple hours? Chances are you probably wouldn't, because you wouldn't have the money. All right, let's go to Vince on Capitol Hill. Vince, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Well, morning, Jay. Yeah, I agree. If you or I had been pulled over, they would probably never see or hear from us again. We'd be locked up for good. Yeah, you know, I think, and I agree that, you know, if somebody really goes through rehab, I think they deserve a second chance. I mean, you know, it is a problem, and it is an addiction, and it does need some treatment. But you know, Mel's problem wasn't he was drunk. Mel's problem was that he was anti-Semitic. I mean, you know, the drunk wasn't the big deal. Everybody, you know, everybody knows that Australians drink a lot and the Irish drink a lot, and nobody seemed to really bother too much about that. That wasn't the big issue. The issue was, you know, the anti-Semitic
remarks. Well, what you're saying basically is then the rehab's not going to get him off the hook unless he's able to go on Oprah or Larry King or, well, Larry's Jewish, or go on one of these programs and sit there and try to explain and with a very heartfelt look on his face to the audience as to why he, you know, made all those, you know, made that sexual, you know, that sexual innuendo towards that officer and why he let out all those anti-Semitic statements. You're saying then that the rehab is in this case is not going to get him off the hook.
Well, no, rehab will get him off the hook for the alcoholism part, but I don't think it'll get him off the hook for all the anti-Semitic statements, because as everybody knows, and, you know, we've known it ever since, who was it, the Romans, remember, in vino veritas, which in truth, in wine is truth, everybody knows that liquor is truth serum, and, you know, with your true feelings generally get to come out when you've had a snortful. And, you know, that's when you become real honest. And it's kind of a little hard to go, oh, no, I was drunk and I made that up, because I've never had those thoughts and I've never had those feelings. But for some reason, you know, he's become one of those beloved type, you know, actors or whatever. And I suspect he'll probably get away with it, but,
I just wonder if rehab gets him out from underneath the hook. Vince, thanks, man.
You bet, you, man.
All right, take care. Right. One line open at 303-713-7600. Here's Pete in Fort Collins. Pete, hi, you're on AM 760.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, Jay, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing finer than frogs here. You know, I was thinking about it, and, you know, that kind of stuff goes on with reds and blues. Everybody's got it. It just seems to me that, you know, the demos are just a little bit more compassionate, you know, and are willing to maybe put up with the admissions of things, you know, a little bit more. But, you know, there's people like there's Courtney Love, there's Robert Downey, there's those Kennedy kids, you know.
There's Patrick Kennedy?
Yeah, right, you know, and everybody makes a mistake. I got busted for a DUI, God, about 2 years ago, and it was like a year of therapy that I had to go through. Didn't particularly care for it, you know, just made me want to drink. But on the other hand, you know, it did me a whole lot of good, and, you know, I'll never, ever do that again. But, you know, the other thing, too, the reason I brought that up was because if I had the money, I wouldn't have had to go through a year of therapy and pay for it and everything else. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, money will get you off. Look what happened to O.J. Look what happened to, you know, to Limbaugh, for Christ's sake. You know, it's, I have compassion for anybody that has a problem, you know, of any kind. And I was so thrilled when I heard you last year say that, you know, that you were a manic depressive, you know, and bipolar, because I am too.
And, oh yeah, I am. I'm going to my doctor today, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, I go on Friday. But the thing with it is that, you know, if there's a problem, admit it, take care of it. You know, everybody.
What about his anti-Semitic statements? Do you think going into rehab will get him off from under those?
No, heck no. I mean, the guy just before me here said, you know, about in wine there's truth. And you know darn well that when, you know, when you have a few, you start saying things that are deep down inside wanting to come out. And those anti-Semitic statements that he made, they're in there. And, you know, the feelings are there. You know, and I think that...
So rehab's not going to get him out of that.
No, not that. He'd have to go to a different kind of a therapist to figure out what his problem is with the Jews, you know. Because
how about if you sat down at TV in a one-to-one with, like, Larry King or, I don't know, somebody and said, you know, that he really didn't mean it and blah, blah, blah. Do you think the public would forgive him? I mean, I think this public is, by and large, very, very – I think the American people are very forgiving.
Extremely forgiving. I mean, look, we got George Bush in the White House, for Christ's sake.
Well, no, besides that. But, I mean, should they be – you know, are they too forgiving?
No,
is the American public too forgiving?
No, I don't think so. You know, I think that if he was to get on the show with, you know, whoever it is, maybe Larry King, that would be a good one, you know, and would you know, confess his I guess, bad feelings for the Jews, you know, whether he's fixed them or not, I think that's a good start, you know, but there's, you can't dislike somebody because he's a Jew or because he's a Muslim or because he's a Mexican. You know, you, no, man.
You know, the other part about that is I don't even understand that. I don't even I don't understand that thought process. I wish somebody could explain that to me about how you could look at somebody or have some feeling about somebody and not like them simply because they're Arab or because they're Jewish or because they're Christian or they're Catholic.
Right.
I mean, where does Hispanic or Latino, where does all of that come from, man? Where does all of that, how do people, I mean.
It comes from ignorance, Jay.
I guess so. I buy that to a certain degree.
Uh-huh. Well, the ignorance and then perpetuating it. I mean, look, you're from, well, I know that you used to work along the border in Texas, you know, where my family's from, you know, and listening to the X and all that stuff, you know, but. And there was a lot of, I grew up with all that stuff. You know, I'm a Mexican-American kid, you know, and, well, not a kid anymore, but I grew up with it, and every time it was shown to me, the bigotry and racism, I just couldn't figure out why, you know.
No, I never could either.
Yeah, you know, what did I do? I'm just here. So, you know, after I turned to, you know, a teenager, then I became a Buddhist, and everything started to make sense, so.
Maybe that's what I need to do. Thank you, Peter.
Yeah. All right, Jay. Take it easy, buddy.
All right. Three lines open here at 303-713-7600 if you want to comment. Number one, does rehab get you out of things if you're a famous person, a la Limbaugh, a la Mel Gibson? That's number one. And then number two, the sidecar issue on this is hate and prejudice and where it actually comes from and what are its seeds of growth and why there are people out there who could simply look at another human being simply for the color of their skin or the way they dress or whatever it is about them and suddenly just decide that they hate them, which has never made any sense to me at all, ever. In my entire freaking life on the planet, I have never gotten that behavior. Three lines open at 303-713-7600. That doesn't mean that I don't dislike people. I mean, I have my share of people who I dislike, but hate's such a powerful word. You know, it is. It's such a powerful word. And when you use it, do you really think you really hate somebody? Or are you just saying it to say it because it's just a convenient word? Because a lot of people who we hate, do we really know them? I don't think we know them. 6:32, 28 minutes in front of 7 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. What do you make of all this, Aaron O'Neill?
I don't know.
You know, I mean, this were you and I had got busted for drunk driving. I don't think we would have been able to enter rehab, and I don't think we would have been able to, well, maybe we would have, but I don't think we would have had parts of our arrest record redacted, and I don't think, you know, that's number one. And then number two, and I guess this is a human nature. Do you hate people? Are there people out there who you hate?
Oh, no. No. Uh-uh. No, there's people I don't care for.
Yeah, you would say I don't really care for them or I dislike them.
Right. Absolutely.
Right?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But in order to hate somebody, you'd really have to know them.
Yeah, it's a real strong word.
Do you think it's an overused word?
I think it gets thrown around too easily.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right about that. Mm-hmm. And I don't understand, and I'm not trying to get us on here to be a couple of media darlings here, like we're so pure as the driven snow, but I also do not understand where prejudice comes from. Are you prejudiced towards anybody, honestly?
No, uh-uh.
I'm not either, and I don't understand it. Mm-hmm. I don't understand how anybody can be. I don't get that. Is that because they're threatening? Is it being scared of somebody?
I don't. Ignorance, I guess.
Yeah, everybody says that. But somehow I just find that to be a really unsatisfying answer. All right, 6:34, 7 o'clock, 26 in front of 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. A couple of lines open if you want to jump in on this discussion. 303-713-7600. And, Aaron, what's the traffic look like this morning?
Well, we aren't feeling hate from the highways, that's for certain. It's actually a pretty quiet, decent drive. And it's nice to have the cloud cover this morning. It's really going to help out our eastbound routes. Now, we are seeing the usual slowdowns around town, southbound I-25 from 104th to 84th. We're really starting to fill in across downtown, too, from 38th to Spear, and southbound 225 backed up from Tamarack as you make your way down towards the Denver Tech Center merge. Still looking good both directions of I-70 and the Boulder Turnpike, C-470 rolling wide open, too. Looking at your weather for today, it is going to be mostly cloudy, maybe a few afternoon thundershowers rolling through, but Highs right around 83 degrees. And right now we're at 64. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Drive into Sonic this morning for their new spicy Southwest breakfast burrito with crispy jalapeno strips and a spicy chipotle sauce. It's breakfast fired up. Try one this morning with your favorite drink because Sonic is your ultimate drink stop. It's not just good, it's Sonic good.
AM 760 with Jay Marvin. Mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken. Ed Schultz at 1. And Randy Rhodes at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I'm John Hope Bryant, founder of Operation Hope.
I'm Andrew Young, spokesman for Operation Hope. You know, the challenge of our time is to make free enterprise and democracy work for ordinary people, people that don't have a guaranteed inheritance and that don't have a guaranteed job anymore.
Because it's not about making more money. It's about making better decisions with the money you make. If you need a little hope, call 877-592-HOPE, 877-592-4673.
6:35 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And Sunday is Rocky's Autos Day at the Adams County Fair. All rides, all carnival rides, are simply a dollar. Now, to get to the Adams County Fair, go east on I-25 to 120th and follow the Adams County signs. Meet Shaggy, Audra, and Officer Odell. That's Saturday and Sunday, noon until 4. Spin the prize wheel to win great prizes. And for fair deals with matching down incentives, stop by Rocky's Auto, 63rd and Federal. And, of course, you know I talk a lot about Rocky's Autos. It's the home of the largest selection of clean, late-model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. And great people working out there like Gerard Menard and Spanky and the Alshear brothers out there ready to help you out. Over 500 vehicles on the lot. I mean, it's just really a great place. Mary and I have had nothing but great experiences there since 1997. And we just sent, as I said yesterday, John Turk's sister out there to get a car. So, you know what? If you're considering buying an automobile, need a second car, need a car for the family, or just need a car for yourself, the best place to go is Rocky's Autos, family-owned and operated since 1982. Check them out on the Internet at rockysautos.com, and you can pre-qualify for a car loan and ask for Steve. He handles all of that. And check out the inventory. And they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. And don't forget, coming up this Sunday, Rocky's Autos, all carnival rides are a dollar out at the Adams County Fair, courtesy of Rocky's Autos. So take the kids out there and have a good time. Rocky's Autos, 63rd and Federal.
So, Bob, nice car.
Yep, it sure is.
Win the lottery?
Nope.
Ah, you stole while you worked here.
Nah.
Get a new job?
Job? Not really.
Don't tell me you're your own boss now.
Yep.
You're making $5, $10, $15,000 a month?
Uh-huh.
How did you do it?
Well...
Not on your own. You had help.
Yep.
Who helped you? Your mommy?
Nope.
Your brother?
No, you did.
I did? Wait a minute. Don't tell me you got Bruce A. Berman's book and CD.
Sure did.
That Bruce A. Berman is making everybody rich.
Everybody but you. You should buy his book and CD now.
Thanks, Bob. This is Bruce Berman. If you want to make $5, $10, even $15,000 a month right now from the comfort of your own home, then you don't have to buy my book. I will give you a free copy of my book and my Making Money CD. That's over $100 value. This limited time free offer is available only on my website, 7bruce.com. That's the number 7bruce.com. That's the number 7bruce.com. You could be making money within 30 days, guaranteed. So log on to 7bruce.com now.
Fighting for the little guy. It's the big guy, Jay Marvin, on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Ooh, getting heavy at 6:38 in the morning. Little Nirvana. Next, we got to have some REM. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk. We're talking about does rehab get these stars off, and then also about hate and prejudice. And how about this story this morning from the Rocky Mountain News, and then we'll go to some calls. A Boulder man arrested last Wednesday for a hate crime after he allegedly punched a gay man who was circulating petitions for a state amendment to allow domestic partnerships is scheduled to appear in court today. Kerry Spitzer, 36, was released from Boulder County Jail on Thursday after paying a $1,500 cash security bond. He was arrested on a bias-motivated crime charge and one count of third-degree assault. I just don't know what was going on in his mind, said John Graham, 24, of Centennial, the victim of the alleged attack. I'm used to dealing with some homophobia, but it never escalated to this point. Graham, who is gay, said he was a senior at the University of Colorado this fall, or he will be. And according to Boulder Police Report, Graham and a friend, James Darden, 23, were sitting outside the Ramada Bar, or the Rumba Bar, I'm sorry, in the 1000 block of Pearl Street around 9:45 in the evening last Wednesday when Spitzer and a friend walked by. Graham told police they asked the two if they wanted to sign the petition. Spitzer allegedly got into a fighting stance, squared off with Graham, and yelled, "I fight faggots, I kill faggots, are you a faggot?" Where does that come from? Graham told police he responded in a non-confrontational manner. Spitzer then asked Graham if Graham was a homosexual, and Graham replied that he was. The two men shoved each other back and forth before Spitzer and his friend walked away. Now, where do you think that kind of motivation comes from? That you would dislike somebody so much because of their sexual orientation? What planet is that beaming out of? That's what I'm talking about. About not being able to figure out where this stuff comes from. Let's go to Ron in Loveland. Ron, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay. How are you?
Okay.
Well, I called earlier because you guys were coming up with names of people going into rehab, and I thought of Robert Downey Jr., but somebody beat me to it. But, he's a great example of somebody who's gone in and out of that, you know, how many times now. But my point is, I think rehab is probably a fine thing for some people who are like otherwise normal but might get wind up getting hooked up with meth or whatever and just, you know, need to be separated from that for a period of time or whatever. But this guy, you know, I guess, you know, didn't he, I mean, apparently this is fairly well known that Mel Gibson has had issues with alcohol like all his life, and he came out and said,
what he says.
Battling this my whole life, blah, blah, blah. And my point is that you know, for people like that, rehab is just a Band-Aid, and it's a pretty poor Band-Aid. And if he doesn't get, you know, into some kind of a 12-step program or whatever, you know, he's just going to be back at it in a year or so, you know. And so I don't see what the real point is of something like that for somebody who's demonstrating, you know, a lifelong issue with alcoholism or whatever it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do know what you're saying. I'd also like to know where his hatred of Jews comes from. And that, the same thing, I'd like to know where this guy who's in trouble, this Kerry Spitzer, with this whole thing about these two guys and about, you know, sitting there yelling at him about how I fight fags, I kill faggots. I mean, what is up with people who are like that? Where does that come from?
Well, you know, I do have a comment on that, too, and I don't know whether, you know, how much this means, but I wasn't raised with any, my parents didn't demonstrate any like, anti-Semitism or any prejudice towards blacks or whatever, and I don't feel any of that, you know, deep down inside me or what, you know, what I've heard about Mel Gibson is that his father is pretty vocal.
Yeah, but don't you at some point, and I've heard this argument before, but don't you at some point, aren't you responsible at some point for yourself and your own feelings, and that you go out in the world and that you learn things and that you figure out that there is nothing wrong with being an Arab, that there is nothing wrong with being a Jew, that there's nothing wrong with being a Muslim, that there's nothing wrong with being a Catholic, that there's nothing wrong with being gay, that there's nothing wrong with being a Christian, that there's nothing wrong with any of this stuff. I mean, don't you at some point, doesn't that whole thing about, well, I learned it in my home, doesn't that somehow break away at some point?
Well, you'd think, but maybe it's so ingrained in the case of some people because they hear it so frequently or they hear it at such a young age or whatever that it's down there deep somewhere to the point where like in the case of Gibson, I mean, apparently he, you know, at least professionally, I'm getting the impression that he didn't demonstrate this sort of feeling like in his hiring of people on his film crews or whatever, but it was still down there deep somewhere to where, you know, when he got drunk enough.
Yeah, but don't you confront that stuff at some point? Don't you, like, work it out of you? Don't you figure out that through exposure that it isn't true?
You would think, but...
I got to be honest with you. It's 6:44, 16 minutes away from 7. I feel like the last man standing when we start getting into these conversations. Because I really, for honest to God, cannot understand how the following things happen. How people would buy and believe what their parents tell them and walk around with it lock, stock, and barrel when it comes to something that's that outrageously provably false. And two, how they can't, like, purge that stuff out of themselves through everyday experience of realizing that, you know, it just isn't true. I mean, it's not true that, you know, that Mexicans are criminals and that, you know, I mean, all of this stuff. I mean, it's like, you know, yeah, it's like I can never figure out why it is people feel that way.
Well, you know, maybe this gets back to something I heard someone call in to your program and say a few weeks ago. I thought this made a lot of sense. They were pointing out that that there had been some sort of a study done. Seriously, I remember this conversation, but a study done about the brains of people who are like Democrats and Republicans, and that Republicans their amygdalas did not function in the same manner and they just did not have the same tendency to have like a, well, you know, independent thought or you know what I'm saying? I'm serious.
Yeah, but I've run across hateful Democrats too.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I've run across a lot of them, and I've also run across some prejudicial Democrats as well.
Yeah.
Ron,
yeah.
Thank you, man. I appreciate
the
call.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right, see
you. All right, three lines open. The phones are extremely quiet on this. You don't want to help me out with this? 303-713-7600. Because I do. I feel like the last man standing on this area. Because I really hate virtually no one. You know, there are people you just don't like. And I definitely don't have any ethnic or minority hate towards any minorities or ethnic. I mean, I just don't. I never have. And it's just kind of, I don't know. I look at people who do, and I look at them like they're from, like, outer space. I don't get where that's coming from. And when you tell me that they learned it in their home, like, we're, you know, like, maybe the rehab would get Gibson off, okay? But where did he learn this anti-Semitism? Okay, if he learned it from his father, don't you think, like, when you become an adult, you throw that stuff off? Don't you figure out that stuff's not true? Don't you figure out you've been lied to? I mean, are there people out there who believe that their parents never lied to them about anything? 6:47, it's 13 minutes in front of 7 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Would it be crazy if you packed your bags and left for a week, a month, a year? What if you left for 2 years? What if you were going far away to help in a village on the edge of the Gobi Desert, to teach children and learn a thing or two about yourself? Would that be crazy? Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go?
To learn more about the Peace Corps, join us tonight at 7 at the REI Denver flagship store in Lodo. For more information, visit peacecorps.gov.
Picked up approaching Tamarack and 270, certainly loaded up across Commerce City. Weather for today, mostly cloudy with some afternoon thundershowers expected through. Highs up around 83. We're at 64 degrees now. Maren O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
DU School of Professional and Continuing Studies offers undergraduate completion and master's degrees for working professionals online or evenings. Where you earn your degree does matter. UniversityCollege.DU.edu. That's UniversityCollege.DU.edu.
Listen to AM 760 all day and all night on AM760.net. Download show clips and interviews to your MP3 player. Join the Progressive Club. Find out about upcoming contests and events. Stay connected with AM760.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cottman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
49 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Look, if you own your own home, and you are buried under a mound of credit card bills and other bills, you can relieve the financial pressure by going to the mortgage store, because the mortgage store has got a great low rate for you. The mortgage store is offering for a limited time only 5.99% for a 30-year fixed rate. Now call the mortgage store right now at 303-423-7171. Here's the deal. If you act quickly and you call now, you can defer your next two house payments. Call the mortgage store right now at 303-423-7171. The Federal Reserve has raised rates 16 times in the past months, And the minimum payments on your credit cards, my credit cards, everybody's credit cards have doubled. You need to consolidate your high-interest credit cards and take advantage of this special 5.99% 30-year fixed-rate mortgage offered only by the mortgage store at 303-423-7171. Those credit cards are really hard to pay off. They are really hard. And you know what? All of us. There's not one of us that hasn't been buried under these things and knows exactly what they're about. And now's the time, if you own your own home, to get yourself unburied. The mortgage store is a direct lender, so they guarantee you the best pricing and the best service, even if you've had some credit problems, and who hasn't in the past, they can still get you a great fixed-rate mortgage. They can save you money on your home loan and get rid of those high-interest rate credit cards. Call the mortgage store now at 303-423-7171. As a direct lender, the mortgage store offers the best rates with no unnecessary fees. There's no application fee, no out-of-pocket costs. They're open evenings 8 till 8 and Sundays too, so that fits your schedule. It's fast. It's easy. You can get an answer on the phone today. So call the mortgage store, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171, and get rid of that economic pressure.
The following is an OnStar conversation.
OnStar Emergency, this is Beverly.
Yes, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I locked my keys out of my car. My car's running.
Oh, dear. Okay, let's get the doors open. What's the four-digit PIN number on the account?
902.
OnStar can send a signal to unlock your doors in most cases.
You are the best. This is the first time I'm trying this. I gotta see how this works.
You said the vehicle's running right now, right?
It's running, and I put my key in, and it closed the door.
Okay, let me go ahead and send the signal through.
No problem.
The peace of mind OnStar offers is more affordable than you might think.
There we go, baby. You're the best. I love you.
Thank you. You have a wonderful day.
Do I get charged for that?
No, not at all. It's part of your service.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
The first year of OnStar service is included on new OnStar-equipped GM vehicles, and unlimited use of all safety and security services costs only $16.95 plus tax per month after that. OnStar by GM. To experience OnStar, press your blue button or visit OnStar.com.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin, and then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Minutes past the hour. High today, 84. We got some thunderstorms in the forecast. We're talking about whether celebrities going into rehab, whether it gets them off or not, and also about prejudice and hate and where the hell it comes from and why. If the argument is that it comes from the household, why, when you grow up, when some of these people grow up, why don't they throw that stuff off? Coming up after 7 o'clock, we're going to talk to Duke Professor of Law, Erwin Chemerinsky. He's got a really hard last name to say. Chemerinsky, and I've heard many network people stumble over his name. If you don't recognize his name, he is the co-counsel for Valerie Plame and Joe Wilson, and will also be the speaker September 30th at the ACLU's Carl Whitehead Dinner, of which I'm supposed to MC, which ought to be a huge mess. Okay, let's get back on the phones here, and let's go to Tony in Loveland. Tony, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Good morning, Tony.
Hey, how you doing, Jay?
I'm doing good.
Hey, I wanted to talk about the origin of prejudice and how, as a child, I grew up in a very racial tense situation, and I was able to overcome my environment to really acknowledge the value and worth of the black nation. See, I grew up in Indiana, and it was very tensely race back in the 70s. In inner city,
mm-hmm.
And my father was a racist, and it was perpetuated within our community.
How did you throw it off?
I think it was a call to general spirituality within me. You know, love thy neighbor as thyself. Jesus calls us to love everyone.
Yeah, and that somehow gets lost a lot of the time.
Well, I think there's so much of the Old Testament that perpetuates the separation of the races. You know, it's prescribed prejudice. And one of my plans is to really educate the public about the authentic nature of Jesus Christ.
Well, you're going to proselytize to them.
Well, I don't like to use that word, but I'm going to share my experience, and I'm going to share my opinions about the teachings of Christ.
No, that's proselytizing.
Okay. Well, I just don't like using those big words.
But, whatever works for you, I think you should do.
And that's what I'm doing.
But so you went through Jesus actually to work out your prejudicial feelings.
It was being born again of the Lord and acknowledging the value and worth of all human beings, which is the primary teaching of Jesus Christ.
Well, there are people out there who are Christians. You know, you can look to the Bible, I guess, to combat prejudice. Tony, thank you. I appreciate the call. Let's go to Carrie in Denver. Carrie, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Hi, Carrie. You there?
Yes, I'm here. Do you hear me?
Sure.
I just have a quick point. I think all prejudice comes from fear. We fear what we don't know, and if they're a little bit different than us, it sends off fear, which we hate that feeling. And it starts all from fear and ignorance.
Hmm. See, and I always have the other feeling. Like, last night I was thinking to myself, you know some place I'd really love to go? I'd love to go to Damascus, Syria.
Yeah.
Even though I know it would be dangerous, I'd love to go there anyway.
Well, they'd probably be afraid of you.
You think so?
Well, I think it's entirely possible. There's people all over the planet. It doesn't matter what color you are, what religion you are, or what your sexual orientation is. If you don't understand it and there's ignorance there, there's going to be fear.
So how do we knock down that fear?
Education and being willing to not be ignorant anymore.
But don't most people get some kind of an education in life? I mean, if you go through life and you meet enough people, you realize that they're no different than you are, regardless of race, color, or creed?
You're open to growing. But if you're not, boy, that human fear is built in. And I think that it just fear breeds ignorance, and it comes out. I mean, Mel Gibson saying that Jews cause all the wars in the world. It's fear.
What's he scared of? Jews?
Yes. Because he doesn't understand them. And he's not open to understanding them.
Do you think people in this country fear Mexicans?
Some of them do. Because they don't understand their culture and they don't understand their language. Absolutely. I think it all comes from fear.
How about Arabs?
Same thing. All comes from fear.
See a woman with a burqa on their head, they look at them strange?
Mm-hmm. If they're not open-minded, if they're not educated, they haven't taken it upon themselves to learn about people, and they think they have all the answers already, that fear is going to take over.
Hmm. All right, Carrie, thank you. Great call.
You're welcome.
Glad you hung on.
Bye.
Well, I guess I just don't have that fear. As a matter of fact, I had a guy yesterday. It was pretty funny. He ran a stop sign and flipped me off, and you know, in the old days, I would have, like, flipped him off, too, but I just sat there and smiled at him and laughed. I don't think he knew what to make out of it. Oh, you know, and I'm trying to look. Do I have my prejudices and do I have my fears? I certainly have, like, tons of fears. But as far as people go, I'm intrigued by people who are different than me, not scared of them. And I've always been that way, I guess. And one of the things that bothers me about the Middle East, one of the sidecar things that bothers me about the Middle East is, you know, we can't go to those countries. I mean, because of the problems that are going on there. And I would love to find out more about those cultures and find out more about what goes on there. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk to the Duke Law Professor, and we got some other stuff to get into here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I couldn't be happier with my Regency Bristol Windows. Hi, I'm Dave Logan. The decision to put in the Bristol triple pane window has saved me thousands of dollars. They guarantee that it will save you at least 47% on your energy bill, too. Log on to bristolwindows.com and register to win a house full of windows absolutely free. Call Regency Bristol Windows at 303-233-0833 or go to bristolwindows.com.
Find out how affordable quality can be.
Regency Windows.
I'm Bill Winter, and I approve of this message. Tom Tancredo was one of only four members of Congress to vote against the Violence Against Women Act. He doesn't represent Colorado. I will. We need to raise $2,000 today, and I need your help. Please go to winterforcongress.com to volunteer and donate today.
Absolutely interest-free. That's right, 0% financing. Call us now at 1-800-600-4704. That's 1-800-600-4704. 1-800-600-4704.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rose, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk,
KKZN, 410 Denver Boulder,
and broadcasting in HD.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapane. Castro is still in charge in Cuba, but his first name is Raul. He's Fidel's brother, Cuba's number one, for now at least, since Fidel is in the hospital after surgery for intestinal bleeding. On Calle Ocho in Miami's Little Havana, anti-Castro Cuban Americans danced in the street when they heard the news.
I have no idea what's going to happen in Cuba because his brother Raul is almost just as bad. He's a criminal. But it's a good thing. It's a good step in the right direction.
CBS's Portia Siegelbaum in Havana tells us it didn't take long for word of the reaction in Miami to filter back to Cuba.
Some people commented that they heard that they were celebrating in Miami last night, and they were pretty outraged by it, the people that I spoke to. People are concerned about him. They're praying for him. They're wishing for his speedy recovery.
Castro, who turns 80 in 12 days, took power in 1959. Queen Elizabeth and the King of Thailand are the only heads of state who've been around longer. In the Middle East, Israeli troops are pushing deeper inside Lebanon. Live to CBS's Dan Raviv in Tel Aviv.
They're in fierce gun battles on three fronts. The sound of Israeli soldiers who say they killed at least 20 Hezbollah men. And former Mossad spy chief Danny Yatom says, explaining why rocket attacks on northern Israel have almost stopped.
They lost already a large part of their arsenal.
Arab TV claims three Israeli soldiers killed. Relief groups based in Beirut are now delivering food and other aid to Lebanese villages hard hit by the violence. Live in Israel, Dan Raviv, CBS News.
To another Middle East flashpoint, Iraq, where the reign of terror continues. More than 50 people have been killed in assorted attacks already today. In Charlotte, they're pouring ice into coolers as fast as they can. Here in New York City, tourists are taking it easy.
We're just going to take a tour with an air-conditioned bus.
CBS News meteorologist George Cullen tells us easy does it ought to be the rule for millions of people from the Midwest to the East Coast.
From Chicago and St. Louis eastward to New York City and Philadelphia, we'll see temperatures between 95 and 100 degrees. And with the humidity, it'll probably feel more like it's over 105 degrees.
In the Caribbean, Tropical Storm Chris is 135 miles east of Antigua on a course that could put it anywhere from south of Cuba to Florida by the weekend. What's in your wallet and how are you spending it? CBS's Tom Foti has figures from the government's latest reading on the economy.
We were spending a lot more to drive last month and less on other things. New government numbers show consumer spending was still up from May to June, but not by much. And that has been the case for four straight months now. Meantime, an inflation indicator used by the Federal Reserve in making decisions on interest rates shows overall prices up about 2.5% the last year.
Ahead of the bell, S&P futures are down a point. This is CBS News.
I work all day, Dr. Phil, and okay, fine, I guess I'm sort of a homebody, so I feel like it's really never going to happen for me.
Look, love is not like the pizza man. Hi, I'm going door to door looking for a life partner. Not going to happen.
Dr. Phil is now on Match.com. His insights inspire millions every day and help them find love. Now with our free starter kit, you can see if we're right for you. Visit Match.com, the number one site for love.
There are infinite dynamics in business. For example, the 10 million saved is 10 million earned dynamic. Or the our month end reports actually happen by the end of the month dynamic. Or the yes, I can forecast the revenue, no, I don't own a crystal ball dynamic. How do you manage these dynamics? Microsoft Dynamics. Software solutions that are specially designed to improve your customer relationship, financial, and supply chain management. To find out more, visit Microsoft.com/Microsoft Dynamics.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Immigration reform begins today for Colorado. This new law designed to cut illegal immigration out of Colorado benefits The special session bill says to get state benefits, you must prove you're a U.S. citizen. The bill allowed only four legal documents as proof, so an emergency waiver was put together.
There has to be a process to make sure that people who truly are citizens have a way, at least in the short term, to receive benefits.
The waivers allow for a passport, any ID issued by another state, of a Social Security card to be used as proof of citizenship until March of next year. Then the legislature can improve on this first-of-its-kind immigration reform bill. The lawyer representing the man who claims to have killed 49 people doesn't want his client talking to investigators anymore. Following the request from his public defenders, investigators might have to rely more on DNA evidence as they try to corroborate Robert Brown's claims. Brown currently in prison for killing a Colorado teenager. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, we're just kind of taking it easy from the highways this morning. We do have our slowdowns, but no big surprises in the way of accidents or stalls. You've got a backup for southbound I-25 that starts from 104th down to 84th. Pretty busy across downtown, and we're really starting to load up on that drive from downtown and into the tech center. Now, southbound I-25 is pretty busy from 225 getting past Bellevue and Orchard. Northbound I-25, however, is a wide-open drive leaving the DTC. Southbound 225, a little backed up on that approach to Yosemite as you make your way down towards the Denver Tech Center bridge, but we're still pretty good here on our eastbound routes thanks to the cloud cover, and that's our weather today. Mostly cloudy with some afternoon thundershowers expected in. Highs up around 83. Right now we're at 64 degrees. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The Grand Prix of Denver presents Life in the Fast Lane, sponsored by Bridgestone, a city-transforming experience with race cars, action sports, street parties, and music. Downtown Denver, August 11th through the 13th. Get tickets and info at gpdenver.com.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you, home, auto, or commercial. When glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-344-9121 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-344-9121. That's 1-800-344-9121.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at cheaperfords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to cheaperfords.com.
The 30th, correct?
I sure will.
And those tickets are on sale now, so call the Denver chapter, the Colorado chapter of the ACLU to get your tickets, and Mary and I will certainly be there, and we look forward to meeting you face-to-face.
Likewise.
All right. Where's the case now for Valerie Plame and Joe Wilson? Where does it stand now that a lot of the publicity dust has blown off of it? Where are you now with it?
It was filed in federal district court in the District of Columbia about 2.5 weeks ago. What we're waiting for is the defendants to file their response. They could file an answer, more likely to file a motion to dismiss. The real question in terms of where we are is whether the special prosecutor or Louis Libby will ask that it be stayed until the end of the criminal proceedings.
Can you use information that is acquired by the prosecutor in the criminal proceedings? Can you use it in your case?
Absolutely. The only exception would be is if it is grand jury material that's not been made publicly available, then obviously we would not have any way of access to it. But anything else that the special prosecutor obtains, anything that's presented at the trial against Louis Libby, All of that can be used in the civil suit.
All right. One of the things that you hear a lot of conservative commentators say, and you hear this all over the news media, and you hear it, you read it in the papers, the talking heads, the Washington Cocktail Circuit people, is that Valerie Plame was never undercover, therefore no crime was committed. True or false?
That's absolutely false. She was a CIA operative. She was a secret agent in the true sense of the word. In fact, if you read the indictment that Patrick Fitzgerald filed against Louis Libby, it states that flat out. I also know from having spoken to her, from having spoken to many others in her situation, there's no doubt that she was a truly classified secret agent.
Doesn't that amaze you when you hear these people say that?
It doesn't amaze me, because the one thing that's been true throughout the Bush administration is they lie. They simply make things up. And to say that Valerie Plame was not a CIA operative is just untrue. The reality is that even her closest family and friends didn't know of her true occupation until it was revealed in Robert Novak's column 3 years ago.
Now, you're suing Libby. You're also suing the vice president. How many suits against the vice president, sitting vice president, have been successful in the past? Do you know?
There have been suits against the vice president. The president has absolute immunity. A president can't be sued for money damages. But there's never been a Supreme Court case dealing with suits against the vice president. Now, in reality, there aren't a lot of suits, but that's because vice presidents generally don't do much that would lead to litigation. Vice presidents generally aren't individuals who are taking actions that are violating people's rights. Of course, here, we believe that Vice President Cheney was integrally involved in what really was a concerted effort to violate the rights of Valerie Plame Wilson and Joseph Wilson.
And based on your knowledge of the law, the vice president has no such immunity, and so you're free to sue him.
That's our position. There's no Supreme Court case on point. The one Supreme Court case that dealt with presidential immunity emphasized that the president is the personification of government. The Supreme Court expressed concern that if a president could be sued, it would open the door to a floodgates of suits against the president for all sorts of different kinds of things. Well, the vice president isn't similarly the personification of government. The vice president being sued wouldn't open the door to the same kind of floodgate of litigation.
7:11, 11 minutes after 7 o'clock, we're talking to Duke Law Professor Erwin Chervininsky. He is co-counsel for Valerie Plame and Joseph Wilson. He will be the keynote speaker at the Carl Whitehead dinner coming up, put on by the Colorado ACLU. Tickets are on sale. For more information, go to www.aclu-co.org. This could take years, though, to wind through court, couldn't it?
Well, that's the nature of litigation. Here, of course, there's the additional delay that, frankly, I expect that Special Prosecutor Patrick Fitzgerald and also likely Louis Libby will ask the court to stay, to hold the civil action until the end of the criminal prosecution. That's typical when there's both criminal and civil proceedings for the same facts. The civil ones are stayed. And so that means the civil proceedings here probably won't begin until the Libby criminal trial is over.
So what are we looking at, do you think, basically conservatively at a timeline? What, a year, 2 years?
My guess, and this is just a guess at this point, is that the Libby trial will go forward as scheduled at the beginning of 2007 and will finish sometime in 2007, which is when the civil proceedings will begin. But there's an alternative scenario. The defendants could say they want to go forward and bring a motion to dismiss this lawsuit immediately, and in which case those proceedings, which would be key, could happen very soon, I mean literally within 2006. And if that happens, then we're going to argue that at least as to all of the defendants other than Libby and all of the witnesses other than Libby, we should be able to go forward with discovery. So it's possible to imagine a scenario where a lot could happen in 2006 and 2007 in this case. My own guess is it's probably going to get stayed.
If they were to move to do such a thing like to dismiss this case and the judge were to rule against them, what damages would that cause them?
Well, if the judge denies their motion to dismiss, and I feel confident the judge will after it's all briefed and argued, then the next thing that will happen will be discovery. And this will be our opportunity to take depositions of these three individuals and anybody else who has knowledge of what happened. And there's so much still to be learned that I think the discovery phase will be crucial. After the discovery phase, I'd expect there'll then be what are called motions for summary judgment, where each side asks the court to rule without a trial. If that's denied, then there'll be a trial. But to go back to your initial question, my guess is a trial, if any, is a couple or more years away.
How are the Plames holding up through all this?
They've been terrific. I did not know them before being involved as co-counsel, and I cannot tell you how impressed I've been by both Joe Wilson and Valerie Plame Wilson. They're very involved in the suit. They've just been charming to work with. They've just been so delightful. They're incredibly intelligent, and this is really about their lives.
Yeah, I should have asked how are the Wilsons holding up, not how the Plame's holding up, or should have asked how is Valerie Plame and Joe Wilson holding up, but I didn't.
We all know who you're talking about, and the answer is...
But I didn't do it.
And I think what people don't realize is how traumatic this is. This effectively ended what had been Valerie Plame Wilson's career for 20 years. It did put her and her family in danger. There are things that she did that she wouldn't want those who were involved to know that she was in the CIA. The other thing, and several senators have made this point, it also put in danger and exposed other Americans, because those who were working with her on secret missions now have been exposed, now that people who they were involved with know that she was in CIA, that she was a secret operative. You know, first President Bush said there's nothing more despicable than revealing the identity of a secret agent, and that's exactly what occurred here.
And it caused damage all the way around.
That's right, and that's what has to be remembered. That this is really an abuse of power. This is, from our perspective, Vice President Cheney, his top aide, Louis Libby, the president's top political operative, Karl Rove, deciding that they were going to punish Joseph Wilson for his column in the New York Times by exposing his wife as a CIA agent. This was an abuse of power that caused substantial harm to the Wilsons as well as to others.
Why do you think Karl Rove wasn't indicted? A lot of us were sure it was going to happen.
I have my own speculation, but rather than do that, I'll say, you know, I think that's something that only Special Prosecutor Fitzgerald can answer. That until
you don't want to give us your speculation.
We all have guesses as to why it didn't happen.
What's your guess?
You know, I think at this stage, rather than guess, because it's all it would be a guess. I think it's much more appropriate for me to say, I think only Patrick Fitzgerald can answer that question.
All right, fair enough. Professor, thank you so much for your time this
morning.
Oh, anytime.
I really
appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Can't wait to see you on September the 30th.
I really look forward to it.
All right, have a good
morning, sir. You too.
All right, there's a Duke Professor of Law, Erwin Chermaninsky. He is co-counsel for Valerie Plame and Joe Wilson, and that's where the lawsuit stands. They're waiting to see what happens with the criminal prosecution, and then we'll see. We'll see what happens. We'll see if Scooter Libby Dick Cheney and Karl Rove and the rest of them get what's duly coming to them. 7:17, 17 minutes after 7. By the way, if you want to go to that Carl Whitehead dinner, tickets are available. And you can go to www.aclu/co.org. Mary and I are going. And I believe Todd and his wife are going, too, as well. I believe all four of us are going to show up there. Coming up at 7:45, we're going to talk to Congressman John Dingell, who says the Democrats have a gas plan, even though you probably never heard of it because the media doesn't give it much coverage. But we'll give it a little bit of coverage here. And then I also want to ask you, too, about security and about your feelings about security. And we'll do that coming up, too. I mean, we'll weave that in between the interviews and maybe bleed it over into the 8 o'clock hour. So that's all coming up here at 7:17, 17 minutes after 7. Good morning. It's Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Thanks for stringing along.
I'm Bill Winter, and I approve of this message. Tom Tancredo was one of only 11 members of Congress to vote against aid to Hurricane Katrina victims. He doesn't represent Colorado. I will. We need to raise $2,000 today, and I need your help. Please go to winterforcongress.com to volunteer and donate today.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Well, now you can learn with a free demo revealing this secret. Developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free, but only for a limited time. 1-800-413-4102. Imagine how reading 10 times faster can help your whole family.
Just being able to get through emails faster has given me a huge advantage at work.
I was having trouble in school, but now my grades are through the roof.
This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family. Call Infinite Mind IQ now to try this revealing demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-413-4102. That's 1-800-413-4102.
Living with stabbing jaw pain, excruciating headaches? Gamma Knife may be your option to finally get relief without surgery. Swedish Medical Center's Gamma Knife is a quick, painless procedure that targets the condition called trigeminal neuralgia that may be causing your pain. Call 720-266-4911 to find out if Gamma Knife treatment could be an option for you. That's 720-266-4911.
By the world-class eye surgeons of Spivak Vision Center and our $1,000 LASIK savings. To make Spivak LASIK even more affordable, we'll finance your LASIK procedure interest-free for one full year. And with payments as low as $3 a day, your wait for the ultimate LASIK procedure is over. But don't take my word for it. See for yourself by calling Spivak Vision Center at 303-C2020. That's 303-C2020. For incredible vision made incredibly affordable, there's only one name for LASIK, Spivak LASIK. Call 303-C2020 today or visit us online at SpivakVision.com for your $1,000 savings.
Hi, I'm David, and if you're waking up in the middle of the night to urinate like I was, then you'll want to take advantage of this free offer. If you have sexual dysfunction or pain, burning, or dribbling during or after urination, then you may have a condition known as benign prostate enlargement. This is potentially serious and may only get worse with age. So if you're taking saw palmetto to help support a healthy prostate, then you should know that research points to something more powerful. It's called beta prostate, and its primary ingredient contains 3,000 times more concentration than ordinary saw palmetto. And you'll find the results that you're looking for. Remember, it's 3,000 times more concentrated than ordinary saw palmetto. So it works better, and it's healthy to take.
For your risk-free trial of beta prostate, call 1-800-210-3461. That's 1-800-210-3461. Try beta prostate risk-free. That's 1-800-210-3461.
I do believe that Israel is correct in this, but if I wanted to jam that home, or if I wanted to be a prophet for Israel or whatever, or a PR agent, I would screen every single call that came into this program.
Ed Schultz.
I realize there's two sides of the story, but there's nothing biased about you having an opportunity to chew ass on me or go after it from a different angle on this program, and that's what it's about.
The Ed Schultz Show. Weekday afternoons 1 to 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
I'm going to play this for my wife, Mary, who's home listening. Mary, this is for you.
Dark ashamed, darling, dark ashamed.
This is for you, Mary.
Thank you for all the joy and pain.
Mary loves Wayne Newton.
Picture show, second balcony.
So she said to me last night, how come you never play any Wayne Newton? So I said, okay, I'll get Turk to play you some Wayne Newton.
Oh, so this is a request that came from Mary.
Yeah, so I hope Mary's happy with it.
I'm more than happy to do it then.
Mr. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Fig Newton. There you go, Mayor. 7:22, 22 minutes after 7. High today, 84. Partly sunny with thunderstorms. All right, let me try this out on you before we talk to Congressman John Dingell. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad told Syrian military on Monday to raise its readiness, pledging not to abandon the support for Lebanese resistance against Israel. We are facing international circumstances and regional challenges that require caution, alert, readiness, and preparedness, Assad said. The barbaric war of annihilation that Israel's aggression is waging on our people in Lebanon and Palestine is increasing in ferocity, Assad said in a written address on the occasion of the 61st anniversary of the founding of the Syrian Arab Army. Israel's security cabinet has approved expansion of the ground campaign against Hezbollah guerrillas in Lebanon, Israel officials said yesterday. The announcement came hours after Israeli Prime Minister and his military was inflicting heavy damage on Hezbollah and rejected international calls for a ceasefire until Israel had pushed the Shiite militia back from its borders. Quite a few days of fighting are still before us, Olmert, who is the Prime Minister, told the conference of local officials. The Israeli Security Cabinet last week rejected a call from military leaders to widen Lebanon's offensive, but authorized a call-up of about 15,000 reserve soldiers. There's no immediate explanation for the reversal. Reuters was quoting Israel Radio, which reported 15,000 reservists would be called up, but it's not clear whether those troops are the ones already authorized or they are extra troops. In Iraq, bombings and shootings across Iraq killed 52 people Tuesday, including 24 people in a bus station, in a bus destroyed by a roadside bomb. The attacks further damaged the U.S.-backed government's effort to establish control over the country. The bus carrying many Iraqi soldiers was struck in the northern industrial city of Benghazi, killing everyone on board, said the Defense Ministry spokesman. Police said earlier that 20 Iraqi soldiers were killed on the bus. Following the blast, a curfew was imposed on this city, which is 55 miles north of Baghdad. Now, you know, there's also rumors that the South Koreans and the North Koreans got into a little firefight last night, too. And, you know, one of the discussions that I had with a friend of mine was that the administration is always saying that we're fighting them over there so we don't have to fight them here. But to me, that's a tacit admission that we can't protect ourselves here. And here's the question I want to ask you, because I was talking to somebody around here yesterday about this. And it seems to me that this is something that ought to be asked in the political campaign coming up, okay? And only you can answer it. How safe do you feel now as compared to a year ago? With everything that's going on in the Middle East, how safe do you feel now as compared to a year ago? Do you feel safer? Do you feel less safe? Are you scared? 303-713-7600. And I'd love to hear your answer on this. Because while I'm not scared, I don't feel any safer. As a matter of fact, I feel less safer. And I'll tell you something, what really bothers me is, and it doesn't make any difference what side you come down on in the whole Israeli Hezbollah conflict. Okay, it doesn't make any difference about that. What bothers me is the Mideast is in worse shape now than it was a year and a half ago, and Iraq is in terrible shape. Where I have been talking about this now for days, that we are losing 100 people, that there are 100 people a day dying in Iraq. That the morgues, the central morgue in Baghdad, is so overcrowded that they can't keep the bodies for more than a day or two. And then they have to take them away. And that the Shia wait by the morgue for Sunni relatives to come claim their victims, and then they ambush them. That's how out of control Baghdad is. That's how out of control Iraq is. So when the election campaign kicks off, and Rick O'Donnell, for instance, runs in the 7th Congressional District, he's going to try to run on the idea that the Republicans have made this country safer. I mean, that's what they're going to try to run on. They're going to try to run on this idea that they made things safer. And my question to you is, have they really made things safer? And you know what? If you're an independent, or a wandering, recovering Republican, I'd really like to hear from you, too, at 303-713-7600. Whether you believe that this country is more safe or less safe now than we were a year and a half ago. With everything that's going on out there, do you feel like that you're more safe or are you less safe? And particularly if you have kids, you know, how do you explain, like, the future to your children? That's another thing. How do you sit down? I mean, because I got a 10-year-old nephew. And thank God this last time I saw him, he didn't ask me really any questions about what was going on in the Middle East. And so I didn't really have to answer anything. Because, you know, having to explain all of this to a 10-year-old, and then explain, and you know, what are you going to do if a 10-year-old says to you, well, you know what, gee, Uncle Jay, are we safe? Do you lie to him? Do you lie to him or do you tell him the truth? Well, Eli, I feel less safe. I really do. I really feel less safe. with all this going on. Let's squeeze in some phone calls before the traffic. Here's Tristan in Denver. Tristan, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Listen, I got a question for you. Is your position that you feel less safe because it's the countdown has begun as it began the moment that the towers were attacked? And I don't disagree with you, but there is a matter of time before we're attacked again. And I think everyone's comfortable with that idea. And the longer that we wait, the closer that time comes.
I feel less safe because I see things spiraling out of control, principally in the Middle East, and I see the administration doing very little about it, and that we can't get control about what's going on in Iraq, and that Iraq is perilously out of control, and that there seems to be more conflict now, not less, and that the Syrians are making noise. And meanwhile, while all that happens, Condoleezza Rice sits in Washington, D.C. It makes me feel less safe, not only for myself, but also for the rest of the world. And it makes me feel like greater hardships are on the way, and that we haven't done the job that we should be doing.
And what job is that?
Being American soldiers are losing their lives over there.
We're representing our country, I believe, to the best of our ability. Now, the argument can be made, and again, I'm not disagreeing with you, that we may not have made all of the good calls, the correct decisions.
We haven't made any good decisions.
Hindsight's 20/20.
Well, wait a minute, though. But we haven't made any good decisions. What good decisions have we made?
I think by taking the fight to them.
Yeah, but that isn't what that is.
Moving that out of our borders.
That's because we can't protect ourselves here. I mean, and that's going there under false pretenses and ending up stuck in a quagmire in which even people like Chuck Hagel, who's a member of the president's own party. And other Republicans are now starting to say that this is a rerun of Vietnam. I mean, name me one thing that this administration has done correctly since the day we set foot in Iraq.
Listen, look at the big picture here. We've not been attacked again, and that was the ultimate goal in going over there.
Yeah, but that hasn't. But that hasn't been because of Iraq. That's been because we've been lucky, and it's also been because that the CIA and the FBI have been very, very on the ball.
Well, certainly, our internal, our security measures have been heightened while we're at war. And I would be comfortable saying that because we're at war, we've also paid a lot more attention than we otherwise would have to our own borders. Has it been enough? I don't know. Probably not. Can it ever be enough? Probably not. But we haven't been attacked.
Well, we haven't been attacked because we've been lucky, and we haven't been attacked because of the excellent work of the FBI once again and the CIA.
Agreed.
But we have made the world and we have made the environment in which we live in less safe. And I go back to what I asked you before, which in all due respect you didn't answer, which is name me one correct thing this administration has done since we set foot in Iraq.
Well, I think that's a fair question, and I don't know how to answer that.
Well, you know what the answer is that the whole adventure, the whole thing is poorly planned, and that things are going exactly the opposite of the way we were told they were going to go, and that terrorists are emboldened now, not discouraged, because it's a fantasy to believe that you could go in and hit a country and take a country apart, and that would force dictators and terrorists to lay down their arms and stop their illicit bad behavior. All it's done is embolden them. I mean, if you're sitting over there in the Middle East and you're Hezbollah, right, and you see what's going on in Iraq, what do you think? Well, why can't I do this to the Israelis? And they are doing it to the Israelis.
Don't forget, you're talking about a 20-plus year relationship that, you know, that was stalemated, and ultimately this was going to happen. And I don't know that by Condoleezza Rice
ultimately
sitting wayside and not saying anything, and the president not addressing the nation for a ceasefire this morning, if that's a truly fair comment. half of the entire United States.
Ultimately, Iraq was not going to happen. Ultimately, we made Iraq happen, and what you see going on between Hezbollah and what you see going on between Israel, the only big winner in that whole exchange is Iran. And you know what? We have made things less safe, and we have made the world less safe. Tristan, I thank you, man. I thank you for the call, and hope you have a good day.
Okay, thank you. Enjoy the show.
Thanks. 734, and one line open at 303-713-7600. And let's get a look at progressive traffic now with Aaron O'Neill. Is I-70 safe?
I-70's safe. It actually might be a better alternate for a problem we have up on 270 right now. That's our toughest drive because of a big multi-car accident eastbound 270 at York. These vehicles are over on the left shoulder with police, so you have both lanes of the highway getting through there, but 270's backed up to I-25. So if you're coming down from Thornton and Northland, you just might want to stay on I-25. And then hang a left there on the I-70 to make that drive out east. Of course, southbound I-25 stays busy across downtown and getting through the T-Rex construction. We're still looking good in the northbound side of I-25, and we're still just now starting to fill in, I should say, for our eastbound route, especially C-470 as you make the turn there from Kipling getting around Wadsworth and across Highlands Ranch, and 6th Avenue now slowing up from Sheridan over towards I-25. Weather today, mostly cloudy. Few afternoon thundershowers. Highs around 83. We're at 64 degrees now. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
So you're injured and you have medical bills. You can't pay them. You don't have health insurance and there's no MedPay coverage. What do you do? I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. When the no-fault insurance law expired, that changed everything. There's still a way to try to solve this problem, even if you need ongoing treatment for your injuries. At Bell & Pollock, we solve these exact problems for people every day. You don't have to do without. Most people can still get ongoing medical treatment right now with no health insurance and no med pay. It's tough enough when you're injured. It's hard enough wading through all the rules and regulations by yourself. Don't go it alone. Get the solutions you need. There's a way to legally do it. You can do this. If you have insurance problems, call us. We'll help you.
Bell & Pollock, champions of the people. Bell & Pollock are the attorneys Tom Martino calls for legal advice. Call them at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Or find them at troubleshooter.com.
For more information, visit PeaceCorps.gov.
736. It's 36 minutes past the hour. Hey, if your house got hit by severe weather, or has been hit by severe weather, or you need roofing work done, you gotta check out XL Roofing. Now, they can, you know what? XL just does the best job, and you can depend on XL Roofing. When Tom Martino needed a new roof, he used XL Roofing, and you should do the same. Give them a call at 303-761-6400. They work with all major insurance companies, and we'll make sure you won't get ripped off. And I'll tell you why these guys are so great. They have a proven track record since 1994. Your project manager is with you from the start to the finish. A dedicated quality control inspector is there to make sure your job is done right. And most important, no payment until you're satisfied. That's right. You want to hear me say that again? Because it's true. Most important, no payment until you're satisfied. So, man, as good as these guys are, why would you even want to think about anybody else? Call 303-761-6400 or go to XLRoofing.com. That's XLRoofing.com.
Aspen Goodyear. Best pricing on tires. Colorado's largest and friendliest independent Goodyear dealer. Aspen Goodyear. Matching all prices plus free alignment when you buy four tires. Aspen Goodyear. 303-771-9800. 771-9800.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Call 1-800-500-3533. 1-800-500-3533. That's 1-800-500-3533.
Need car navigation for your vacation? Get a Garmin GPS.
Turn right on Highway 152.
Garmin, the leader in We'll Take You There.
I'll take you there.
What the right wing fears the most. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:38, 38 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 84, partly sunny with thunderstorms. Do you feel less safe or more safe from a year and a half ago? Ooh, a little stone snuck in there. All right. Let's go to Dottie in Broomfield. Dottie, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good
Good morning, Jay.
Hi. How do you feel, Dottie, about this?
I totally agree with you, and I'll tell you why. A lot of what you just said is what I was going to say, but let me give you a couple more points. If you have an enemy that you want to get, and you want to make your move when you have the most advantage, you go when they're the weakest, when they're wounded, when their troops are depleted, when their following has lost faith in the leadership. That's when you go get them. That's where we're at right now. When their allies, when their friends, when their neighbors are criticizing them, are against their action or inaction, whatever the case may be, the actions that they've done. Right now, I heard that there's hardly a country left in the world that isn't critical of us, that isn't upset with us.
Yeah, most countries are.
Right. So, I had a vision in my head yesterday as I was listening to Randy, and she mentioned that, of another 9/11 type of incident, and this time, instead of the world rallying around us, they make a concern and reach out of aid, but it's not the same as it was for 9/11. I'm really afraid that could happen. I mean, the other thing is, you know, these Bush spin doctors they ought to be given an award for their accomplishments because they've sure done their job. You know, right now they're saying, well, we're fighting over there to keep us safe over here, right? And look at all we've done to keep us safe. And right now it looks like, hey, yeah, it's working, right? But you know what? If we get hit, what's their story going to be? See, that's why we have to keep fighting terrorism. It doesn't die. We've got to keep getting it. No matter what happens, they're going to win.
I think them saying that we're going to fight over there so we don't have to fight over here is a tacit admission that they can't protect us here.
But that's not the way.
And I think they ought to be honest enough to pony up and admit to the fact that they can't, and that we've just been lucky so far, and that maybe after Afghanistan, maybe Al Qaeda doesn't have the ability to come after us like maybe they once did. But you know, I would like to err on the side of the fact that we've just been lucky. Dottie, thank you. I appreciate the call. Thanks so much. Let's go to Pete in Commerce City. Pete, hi. You're on AM 760.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Pete. How are you?
Good. Good. No, I definitely feel a lot less safe than we were a year and a half ago. And I just want to say that's not because of the troops. Our troops are doing a great job. I think the FBI, the CIA, everybody's on top of everything. The only exception is we've got the worst president of all time. And I don't think anyone can sit here and say they feel safer when he's made some of the decisions he's done. Like with the UAE, for example, when he tried to sell our ports to the UAE, a company that has had terrorist ties, that had hijackers from 9/11 working for it, that had funded terrorism in the past, he wants to put them in charge of our ports, something the Republicans and Democrats worked together to try to stop. And then when he goes into Iraq saying this had something to do with 9/11, there's no link to Iraq and 9/11. And we've got all these troops over there that we could be used going into Afghanistan, that we could be used to checking out in our ports. Only 2% of the cargo's checked.
Yeah.
The president's done so many things that are wrong. I mean, everybody's pulling their weight. I think the troops are doing great. Everyone's doing everything. We just have one weak link, and it's because of that weak link that I think we're a lot less safe than we were.
All right, Pete. Thank you, man. Great call.
Take care.
Thank you. All right, everybody hang on here for a second on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's 7:42, 18 minutes away from 8. If you want to get in on this, it's do you feel less safe or more safe than you did a year ago with everything that's going on now in the Middle East? I got one line open at 303-713-7600, so hang on, and we'll take your calls on this. And we're talking about something that affects you and your family, and how you feel in your homes, and how you feel at your places of business, and how you feel about your country, and how you feel about the government's job, really, in keeping you safe. And, you know, once again, my clarion call always goes out to independents and also recovering Republicans who may be out there and maybe listening to the show. And you know what, if you're like Tristan and you really feel like you are safe, you know, I want to hear from you too. I want you to call up and to tell me, you know, how you feel and what makes you feel so safe and secure. 7:42, 18 minutes away from 8 o'clock, one line open at 303-713-7600. Are you safer now than you were a year ago? AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Might want to stay off eastbound 270 this morning. Have a big multi-car crash down near York. Vehicles are over on the left shoulder. We have both lanes of the highway getting through there, but we're backed up to I-25. Now, southbound I-25 is busy from 104th getting down to 84th, and if 270 is your usual cut across Commerce City, you actually might want to stay on I-25 and just use I-70 and head east there to avoid sitting in this traffic jam. We're starting to slow up now. Eastbound Highway 36 approaching Federal, getting down past Pecos, and 6th Avenue, a busier drive in from Lakewood now. C-470 starting to load up, getting across Highlands Ranch. Looking at your weather for today, cloudy skies, few afternoon thunder showers, highs right around 83. We're at 64 degrees now. Maren O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Find out how you can get a free iPod Nano for banking with Key. Now that's music to your ears. Visit Key.com, call 888-KEY-1234, or stop by any Key Center. Call or visit Key Bank to find out how you can get your free iPod today. Offer restrictions apply.
The Al Franken Show.
I hope people start paying attention to politics more. That's what we're trying to do on the show.
And we do it by being fair but unbalanced.
But the unbalanced part is just we're advocates, but we always tell the truth.
People who got their news primarily from Fox were four times more likely to have misconceptions about the war in Iraq.
So actually, the act of watching Fox makes you stupider.
Al Franken. Weekday mornings at 10 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Call 1-800-500-3533. 1-800-500-3533. That's 1-800-500-3533.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth System. My system doesn't consolidate your debt. It eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-900-1004. That's 1-800-900-1004. 1-800-900-1004.
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. Hi, I'm Jim DeForest, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cottman. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
7:46, 14 minutes in front of 8 o'clock on AM 760. Progressive Talk, if you're a homeowner and your back's up against the wall, with bills. Here comes the Mortgage Store with a great new low rate for you. The Mortgage Store is offering for a limited time only 5.99% for a 30-year fixed rate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171. If you act quickly and you call now, you can defer your next two house payments. So call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171. You see, the Federal Reserve has raised rates 16 times in the past month. And the minimum payments on your credit cards, my credit cards, everybody's credit cards have doubled. You need to consolidate your high-interest credit cards and take advantage of the 5.99% 30-year fixed-rate mortgage offered by the Mortgage Store by simply calling 303-423-7171. Paying them off any other way is really, really a hassle, and it takes forever to get it done. And the Mortgage Store is a direct lender, so you're guaranteed the best pricing and best service. Even if you've had some credit problems in the past, they can still get you a great fixed-rate mortgage. So give them a call. Save money. And you know what? Get all these credit cards and other things off your back. Save money with a home loan that'll get rid of all of these high interest rate credit cards. Call the Mortgage Store now at 303-423-7171. They're open evenings till 8 and Saturday too, so it fits your schedule. And it's fast, it's easy, and the interest on your home may be tax deductible, but the interest on your credit cards is not. And you can get a decision right today. The loan consultants at the Mortgage Store are dedicated professionals, and they'll help you out every step of the way. They're with you from the very beginning to the very end. Call my friends at the Mortgage Store. Don't put it off. 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171.
Get your smile on.
Imagine you've got this gorgeous sandwich made with country baked bread and Virginia ham. Could it get any better? Yep. Just add Lay's KC Masterpiece Barbecue Potato Chips. That smoky sweet flavor, that light irresistible taste. Mmm, a sandwich from Lay's. Everything a country girl could want.
Lay's, get your smile on.
Get the classic taste of Lay's potato chips and a toasted sub today at Subway restaurants.
I'm Elizabeth Rome. There's something I want to tell you that can save your life. It's the connection between some types of HPV, the human papillomavirus, and cervical cancer, a cancer diagnosed in thousands of American women each year. But cervical cancer can be prevented through recommended Pap screening and treatment if detected. Help others make the connection between cervical cancer and HPV. To learn more, visit maketheconnection.org. Sponsored by the Cancer Research and Prevention Foundation and Step Up Women's Network with support from Merck.
A talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 749, 49 minutes past the hour. High today, 84, partly sunny with some thunderstorms. And we'll take a little breakout about talking about how safe you feel the world is. We're going to go to Congressman John Dingell from the state of Michigan, and it's certainly not going to be 84 in Michigan today, is it, Congressman? Looks like it's going to get a little hot there. Is it not?
It's going to be hot. 98.
You know, most people say that the Democrats have no plans. We hear this in the mainstream media all the time. But you guys have come up with the Progress Act and to confront real energy security. Talk a little bit about that that Progress Act.
Well, let me talk about two things. First, the Progress Act, and second of all, why the Progress Act is needed. The Progress Act is going to do a series of things. First of all, it is going to establish a commission which will bring together all of the parts of our society to begin to address the problems of how we move towards a really good, rational energy policy using conservation, advanced technologies, alternative fuels, and things of that kind. Second of all, it will establish a national biofuels infrastructure development program. This is something which we do not now have. If you look, we're producing alcoholic fuels left and right, but there is no way of getting it from the factory or the distiller to the driver of the automobile. Michigan has four of these kinds of facilities. I suspect Colorado has about the same number. It will promote use and development of a rails infrastructure program to move passengers in the most efficient, cheap, and environmentally sound way. And last of all, it will take steps to see to it that the federal government begins to use alternatives to oil in its daily use of energy. This is something which is not now being done. The thrust of this legislation is that the legislation we have on the books and the practices of this country at this time are not addressing our problems of energy conservation and use of alternative fuels. We passed a great big bill last year, and most of it, interestingly enough, in that energy bill, was legislation which would simply do the same things that it used to do back in the 1970s when I was a subcommittee chairman working on energy and energy conservation legislation. As a matter of fact, a lot of the legislation there that we then was just about as good, just about the same as that which we're doing today. So what we've got to do now is to carry this beyond that point, to find where the log jams and the difficulties and the impediments might be, clear them out so that we can have a national policy which will wean us of dependence on oil, maximize the ability of this country to utilize domestic energy resources, move forward on the use of alternative fuels, by making them marketable, something not now so, and last of all, by having the federal government make its policies that it will use these alternative fuels so as to help create the market that's needed and get away from this chicken or egg problem that curses us with regard to new fuels moving through the distribution system.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting to see government officials talk about fuels and about alternative fuels and about conservation when we see them driving around in big SUVs, big black SUVs, burning oil, obviously, and not getting that much gas mileage. I wonder how much this country could save, let alone if it just cleaned up the federal government. Have you ever, obviously you've thought about that. So, I mean, there must be a significant savings right there.
Well, significant savings could certainly be achieved. Probably the largest fleet owner in the whole United States is the federal government. Now, what could they do? Move towards diesel. Move towards alternative fuels. Biodiesel. Move towards ethanol, E85. Begin to address the ability to utilize hybrids, mixed electric and gasoline or other liquid petroleum fuels, fueled car. That would be enormous savings, but there's huge savings out there by, for example, moving to diesel. The efficiencies achieved there would be enormous. Europeans are doing it. They have a tremendous advantage over us in much more fuel-efficient use. The Europeans drive smaller cars. Now, that's partly out of choice, partly because of tax policies, partly because the roads are smaller and narrower over there. But having said these things, there are a lot of things that we can do here that would take advantage of the learning and the wisdom and the experience of others and would enable us to maximize our efforts by eliminating roadblocks.
7:54, 54 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. On the line with me, Congressman John Dingell of Michigan. It's 15th Congressional District, over 50 years in the Congress. What about the oil companies' virtual lock on the Congress and their lobbying ability? Aren't they going to fight against this kind of thing?
Well, no, the oil companies are beginning to confront. Well, let's put it this way. In many instances, the oil companies have in the times past not been as helpful as they could have in these particular matters. But what is, I think, now for us to do is to concentrate on how we get the best energy policy, which will enable us to conserve and exploit new energy systems, which will get us away from the liabilities that we have under the current system where we're heavily dependent on imports. So I would prefer to work on that. Now, the oil companies have confronted an interesting problem. They are now beginning to look at the time when petroleum supplies, liquid petroleum supplies, are going to be facing a worldwide shortage. India, China, their use of liquid petroleum is skyrocketing. The consequences of this, of course, are pollution, because their record of care with regard to air pollution is terrible. Their efforts to save energy and not be wasteful or inefficient in its use are very poor. And the consequences are that pollution is now becoming a global problem just from what is produced in those two countries. And there's zero of controls in either place. Now, if you add this to CO2 and the possibilities of global warming, you're looking at a really dangerous mess.
Yeah, something's got to be done about it. There's no question. Before we run out of time here, and we're beginning to run out of time, just a couple of comments on some things that are going on. The Israeli Hezbollah situation, what's your feeling about that?
Well, I am very, very much concerned. Tremendous numbers of people are being killed, injured, hurt, and displaced on both sides of the border. And I want to see the United States be an honest broker and a friend to all. We're the only nation in the world that can move towards leading those people over there into meaningful discussions leading to peace and elimination of tensions. If we fail to do this, I have fears that it's just going to keep on getting worse. I do not see anything being done to bring about ceasefires, and I do not see this country providing the leadership that it can and should. And so I think that we're headed now down a dangerous, slippery slope, leading us towards greater risk, greater peril of World War III, a greater peril of a tremendous local war, and real danger to the Israelis, where there's 1.5 million of them sitting in the midst of 1.5 billion Arabs and Muslims, who the current situation is giving little incentive for people over there in the Middle East to either like or trust us, or like or trust the Israelis, who they regard as quite frankly the bosses of America. Now, clear, Israel has a right to defend itself. Clear. The United States has a commitment to preserve and protect Israel. We must do both of those things. And we must recognize their right to self-defense. But this doesn't mean that we cannot and should not have a very aggressive policy to begin moving towards a peaceful conclusion to these terrible situations which exist.
All right. Congressman John Dingell, thank you so much. Michigan's 5th Congressional District, over 50 years in the Congress. Thank you for coming on the program and discussing these issues with us. And we look forward to having you back on again, sir.
Jay, pleasure to be with you. Have a great day.
You too, and stay cool.
I will.
Okay.
Bye.
They're supposed to get the 95, 96, 97 degree temperatures there. All right, coming up, we got more for you here on AM 760 Progressive Talk with me, Jay Marvin. And it's good to be able to hang around with you on this Tuesday morning. And thank goodness our temperatures today is only going to be 84 with some thunder showers. And it looks a little like it could be a little bit rainy out there right now. All right, more coming up here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Thousands of Colorado couples cannot achieve their dream of having a baby. You can help give the miracle of life. The Colorado Center for Reproductive Medicine Egg Donor Program helps people achieve their dreams. If you are a non-smoking female between 19 and 32 and have some college education, you may be eligible to receive $5,000 for your time and commitment. Call 303-806-6732 or coloeggdonor.com. Colorado Center for Reproductive Medicine, 303-806-6732 or coloeggdonor.com.
You can shmush a tomato into your nose. You can shmush sand between your toes. You can shmush your tube of toothpaste or shmush some wine around your buds of taste. You can shmush a ripe banana or the bayou mud in Louisiana. You can shmush an orange into juice, and you can tell I'm no Dr. Seuss. But the very worst thing to shmush by far is when you go and shmush your car. And I know most people will agree.
You shmush your car? It's Professional Auto Body.
Call Professional Auto Body and get your free shmushed car benefits, including free no-obligation mobile estimating at your home or work, free new car rentals during repairs, free financing on deductibles, cashback deductible rebates up to $500, and a whole lot more. Professional Auto Body, recommended by troubleshooter Tom Martino and approved by every insurance company, and all work includes a lifetime warranty. From sensational shmushes to simple scratches, call Professional Auto Body today at 561-FREE.
In Lebanon, and Israeli warplanes are hammering Hezbollah positions from the sky. Relief teams are desperate to help war refugees.
I'm Vicky Barker in southern Lebanon. I've driven south from Beirut with a Mercy Corps convoy. Right now, I'm watching them unload the trucks. There are big bags of bedding and boxes full of food packets, enough to feed a family of 10 for 2 weeks. Now, I've spoken to the mayor here, and he says this is wonderful, but they also need clothes because many of the people fled here with just the clothes on their back.
The latest fighting has killed 3 Israeli soldiers and as many as 20 Hezbollah fighters. Well, for roughly half the country, the weather is hot news.
Around 100? Are you serious? I didn't know it was going to be 100 degrees today.
No. Steamy triple-digit heat in Newark, New Jersey.
Wow! That's crazy!
Actually, it's very dangerous. A woman in Philadelphia is offering advice on how to beat the heat.
Drink a lot of water, wear light-colored clothing, comfortable shoes, sun hat, and pray.
New information is coming out about the doping test that Tour de France winner Floyd Landis failed. CBS's Tom Foti has that.
The New York Times cites French lab test results as reported by a cycling organization source, which are set to show synthetic testosterone in Landis's body. Landis insists he has high levels of natural testosterone. Synthetic testosterone would have had to come from an outside source, which Landis also insists he did not use. He's still looking to a second drug test to prove that.
If you're one of the millions who watch music videos on MTV, this is a big day. It's the groundbreaking cable network's 25th anniversary. Nina Blackwood was MTV's first VJ.
With MTV, it wasn't like just kicking off a TV show. This was something that was going to be 24 hours. So it was like, you know, the train going out of the station with no brakes.
In early Wall Street trading, the Dow's down 66, Nasdaq's down 26. This is CBS News.
You, line dancing with space aliens. Leprechauns playing hopscotch. Hot guy on the cover of a romance novel braiding your hair. Hot guy on the cover of a romance novel braiding his own hair. Genghis Khan in underwear that reads Saturday, but it's Monday.
Dreams, they can be strange and magical. But if you can't sleep, you can't dream. So ask your doctor about Rosarum, a sleep aid like no other. Approved for adults having trouble falling asleep. Rosarum is the first and only prescription sleep aid that in clinical studies shows no potential for abuse or dependence. So you can get to sleep. And maybe your dreams will get to see you again.
Don't take Rosarum if you're taking Lubox, Fluvoxamine, or have severe liver problems. Avoid taking it with alcohol. Don't drive or operate machinery until you know how you'll react to Rosarum. Rosarum may affect certain hormones. Consult your doctor about how this may affect you, or if your insomnia doesn't improve. Take Rosarum right before bed. Side effects may include drowsiness, fatigue, and dizziness. Individual results may vary. Ask your doctor today if Rosarum is right for you. For more information, call 1-877-ROSARUM-1. See our ad in Prevention Magazine or visit Rosarum.com.
Unicorns, mermaids, gargoyles, dragons.
You can see the good life all around you. The people with the bigger house, the fancy cars. It seems like everyone's living the American dream. Except you. Well, what if you could start making the money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself? Make cash even when you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. And what if you could get started for free? It's not too good to be true. It's a proven system from ISI, and once you get started, the computer does the work while you collect the cash. And while supplies last, you can request a free CD that shows you how. Just call 1-800-700-5593. The secret to the good life isn't working harder, it's working smarter. Whether you just want a second income or you're ready to quit your job and live the good life, call now for your free CD, only available through this exclusive radio offer. For your free CD, call 1-800-700-5593. 1-800-700-5593. 1-800-700-5593.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Immigration reform begins today for Colorado. This new law designed to cut illegal immigration out of Colorado benefits. The special session bill says to get state benefits, you must prove you're a U.S. citizen. The bill allowed only four legal documents as proof, so an emergency waiver was put together.
There has to be a process to make sure that people who truly are citizens have a way, at least in the short term, to receive benefits.
The waivers allow for a passport, any ID issued by another state, of a Social Security card to be used as proof of citizenship until March of next year. Then the legislature can improve on this first-of-its-kind immigration reform bill. The lawyer representing the man who claims to have killed 49 people doesn't want his client talking to investigators anymore. Following the request from his public defenders, investigators might have to rely more on DNA evidence as they try to corroborate Robert Brown's claims. Brown currently in prison for killing a Colorado teenager. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
And this big multi-car accident eastbound 270 at York is really kind of hanging up all the highways up on the north end of town because the backups for 270 go back past I-25 onto the Boulder Turnpike. That's where eastbounders are going to find that slowdown from just after Federal trying to make the merge with I-25. And it's keeping southbound I-25 slow as well. 104th getting down past 84th Avenue. So do expect those delays up the area. We're also starting to see the slowdowns for westbound Highway 36 from Sheridan getting up towards Church Ranch. That's that late traffic volume. Of course, we're still kind of slow across downtown for I-25. In and out of the tech center, though, we're looking pretty good. Eastbound 6th Avenue, heavy drive from Sheridan over towards I-25. And delays across Aurora for southbound 225, Colfax to Alameda. Stop and go from just after Parker Road as you try and work your way down. Weather for today, mostly cloudy with some of those afternoon thunder showers expected in. Highs right around 83 degrees. We're at 64 now. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
If you'd like to save on your next tank of gas, be sure to use your SuperCard when you do your weekly shopping. Accumulate $100 in grocery purchases, and you'll save a total of 10 cents a gallon on your next fill-up at any King Supers fuel center. See store for details. King Supers, right store, right price.
Don't procrastinate. Call the mortgage store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The mortgage store, 303-423-7171.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:07, 7 minutes after 8. High today, 84, partly sunny with some thunderstorms, and it's good to have you along here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. I saw this in the Denver West section, and I want to talk a little bit about it because I'm not really sure how I feel about this. I kind of feel that this is wrong. That if you paid your debt to society, even if you're on parole, that you should be able to vote. But the Colorado Supreme Court ruled Monday that parolees cannot vote. The ruling was the outgrowth of a lawsuit filed late last year by the American Civil Liberties Union. Norm Mueller, an ACLU volunteer attorney, said more than 6,000 people on parole were illegally being denied the right to vote. Colorado's Constitution says inmates in prison are not allowed to vote, but the right is restored when the individual has served out his full term of imprisonment. The debate is over whether or not a person on parole is still considered to be imprisoned. Today's decision makes clear that the parolee indeed included the term of imprisonment, says Colorado Attorney General John Suthers. Mueller said he was very disappointed. I think that the framers of the Constitution were very clear when they said that felons lose their right to vote only when they are in public prison. A person on parole is not confined to prison, Mueller said. In a unanimous ruling, Justice Gregory Hobbs wrote that the phrase full term of imprisonment makes it clear the person's full rights return only when the entire sentence, including parole, is finished. In its ruling, the Supreme Court upheld a decision by Denver District Judge Michael Martinez, who ruled earlier in June that a parolee cannot vote. Martinez said the state's interpretation that parole is part of imprisonment has been supported by years of legislature and previous Colorado U.S. Supreme Court rulings. All right, do you agree with that? Do you agree with somebody who's on parole should not be able to vote? Or do you think that once you're outside behind bars, that's the end of the whole deal and you've ended your incarceration? And being on parole, which I've never been on parole, so I don't know anything about being on parole, and I don't know if we have any callers who have ever been on parole who would like to call up and talk about that, but don't you usually have to visit your parole officer? And your parole officer kind of monitors your activities outside in the outside world to make sure that you're abiding by the law, that you've got a job, that you're not out there stealing, that you're not out there taking drugs, that you're not out there ripping society off. And it's kind of like supervision, but it's not imprisonment. Because don't you have your own place to sleep? Yes. Don't you have your own bed? Yes. Don't you go out and rent an apartment or, if you had a house before you went to jail, then you go back to that house and you go back to live with your family. And we've got 6,000 people here in the state of Colorado who are now have been denied the right to vote simply because they're on parole. And parole, to me, does not equivocate to prison. I mean, prison is being behind bars. Prison is having somebody supervise your life 24/7. And convicted prisoners, do not have the right to vote and should not have the right to vote. But if you're on parole, you're out in the community. And, you may be working with somebody right now, or you may know somebody right now who's on parole, and you don't even know it because you've never asked him. Hi, sir, are you on parole? I mean, I don't know. John Turk may be on parole for all I know. But, no, I'm just kidding, John. But do you think parolees should have the right to vote, yes or no? 303-713-7600. And I got four lines open on this. Do you think this Colorado Supreme Court is correct? Do you think the Attorney General is correct in saying that no, that they don't have the right to vote? Or do you think that the ACLU is correct in saying that it's not being in prison and that they do have the right to vote? And that they should be given their constitutional rights back since, after all, they completed their prison sentence. You know, there are some people, and I've had them call me in all the years I've done talk radio who have debated this with me about how, you know, if you go to jail and you're convicted of something and you lose your constitutional rights, that your constitutional rights should stay gone. That if you're a convicted felon or whatever the case is that you forfeit your rights. I have never, ever, 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 ever believed that. Now, if you commit a heinous crime, I mean, you commit a very terrible crime. Murder, rape, child molestation. You know, then I want to have a discussion with you about how you should never get out of prison. So what ends up happening is this whole debate that we're having right now, this whole discussion that we're having right now, is not germane. Because if you never get out of jail, it doesn't make any difference. But if you go to jail for armed robbery, or you go to jail for some other crime, embezzling, drug use, whatever the case may be, and you're sentenced to 5 years, 4 years, whatever the case may be, whatever the sentence is. and you finish that sentence, and you don't get in any trouble, and you finish it and you're out, and you serve the time, then to me, you're being punished again. And that parole is just a matter of course. But it does not represent imprisonment. So it doesn't represent the fact that you're behind bars. It represents the fact that you're being watched by the state. Well, there are many people that are being watched by the state, on parole or not on parole. Should we start yanking their voting privileges as well? See, I don't understand. I do understand, but in my heart, I don't understand the reasoning behind it. Because if you're not going to get your rights back, if you're not going to have the right to vote, if you're not going to have the right to participate, then what's the point of the whole thing anyway? You might as well just stay in jail. And we might as well get rid of the parole system. What good does the parole system do? If you can't get out there and you can't function as a member of society. And getting out and functioning as a member of society is not like being in jail. Now, granted, I haven't spent a lot of time in jail. One night. And I'll tell you something. I think, you know what I think it is? I think it's a way to disenfranchise voters, too. I think it's a way to keep a segment of the population from voting and using their right to vote. It's the same thing as this idea about having to show IDs and having to come up with a birth certificate and all of this kind of hoopla and nonsense. When there is very little evidence that illegal immigrants or anybody illegally votes. If anything, I'd be more scared of the voting machines than I would be of the felons on parole voting, or that I would be the illegal immigrants who are voting. As a matter of fact, along those lines, the Open Voting Foundation, a California-based nonprofit organization that works to promote the adoption of open space technology to the nation's voting machines, has announced it has found what it calls the worst ever scrutiny flow found in a Diebold RS voting machine. The foundation claims to have discovered a switch inside the machine, which when flipped can have the machine operate in a completely different manner compared to the tested and certified version. The Diebold has made the testing and certification process practically irrelevant, said the foundation's president. I mistrust the voting machines more than I do the...
Is your computer running slow? Are pop-up ads making your life miserable? Don't let your computer drive you crazy. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Starting at less than $100, PC Answers will come to your home or office and get your computer running like new.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com. That's pc-answers.com. 303-548-1414. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network at troubleshooter.com.
Still busy eastbound 6th Avenue and from Lakewood. Delays there start from Sheridan over to I-25. And eastbound C-470 getting a little bit better in between Kipling and Wadsworth. Looking at your weather for today, cloudy with some afternoon thunder showers rolling in. Highs right around 83. Right now we're at 64 degrees. Marin O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The 07 Harleys are in at Mile High Harley-Davidson at I-70 and Airport Boulevard. Be the first on the block to wrap your legs around one of these new hogs. Get out to Mile High Harley-Davidson, your Harley headquarters at I-70 and Airport Boulevard today.
Now you'll have to replace that window. What about that old, ugly patio door? Now's the time to replace your windows and doors. Pella Windows and Doors is having a Windows Your Way sale. $500 off any installed Designer Series patio door with the purchase of 4 installed Architect Series or Designer Series windows. Pella's number one brand, professionally installed, beautiful, affordable doors and windows. For a free home appointment, call 866-635-5281 or visit Pella.com.
8:17, 70 minutes after 8, two lines open at 303-713-7600. Should felons be allowed, to those that are on parole, should people on parole be allowed to vote? Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Hey, the New Guinea singing dog has a particular howl that sounds like a cross between a wolf's bay and a singing of a humpback whale. My dog Coco and my dogs Jackson have singing voices, but I'm not sure what they sound like. But when you hear them, you know them. that's for sure. And did you know that the bloodhound is the only animal whose evidence is admissible in an American court? I don't know if I would trust my dogs to go that far to act as admissible witnesses in court. But, you know, I got some big news for you. If you're a dog owner, here's some gigantic news. Purina ONE Total Nutrition Formulas have been reformulated to be more of what you look for in a dog food. Each formula is now made with two kibble shapes to give your dog more variety at mealtime. Choose real lamb, real beef, or real chicken as the first ingredient. Each is formulated to deliver all six signs of pet health, including the immune system and the digestive health, just to name a few. Try Purina ONE and see the healthy difference in the food and your dog and yourself. Just take the Purina ONE 30-Day Challenge by calling 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK for a free 4-pound bag of Purina ONE that's right for your puppy, adult, or senior dog. Or go to their website, PurinaOneChallenge.com. I'm telling you, ask Coco and Jackson. They love Purina, and they've been on it since they've been babes, that Purina really does make a difference. And you can pick up Purina ONE dog and cat products at your local Petco, where the pets go.
Hey, Denver, it's Incredible Vision, made incredibly affordable. For a limited time, you can still save $1,000 on LASIK at Spivak Vision Center, the Rockies' most trusted name in vision. So this summer, get out there and get focused with LASIK by the world-class eye surgeons of Spivak Vision Center and our $1,000 LASIK savings. To make Spivak LASIK even more affordable, we'll finance your LASIK procedure interest-free for one full year. And with payments as low as $3 a day, your wait for the ultimate LASIK procedure is over. But don't take my word for it. See for yourself by calling Spivak Vision Center at 303-C2020. That's 303-C2020. For incredible vision made incredibly affordable, there's only one name for LASIK, Spivak LASIK. Call 303-C2020 today or visit us online at SpivakVision.com for your $1,000 savings.
HD Radio!
Sir, they'll be asking you about high definition.
High fidelity?
High definition, sir. Mm-hmm. It's the latest in radio.
High definal.
High definition, sir.
So,
makes AM as clear as FM?
How's the definition?
Not quite.
What's this Higley definer mean for FM?
You don't want to know, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
AM 760, Progressive Talk, broadcasting in HD. Find out more on AM760.net.
Elvis roll there, pals. All right, we're talking about the Colorado State Supreme Court rules that parolees cannot vote. I think it's a wrong move. I think they should be able to vote. I think being in parole on parole is not the same as being in prison. One line open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Diane in Denver, though, who disagrees with me. Diane, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hey.
I just want to make a few points, and I'll try to be pretty succinct here. I am a convicted felon, and when you're on parole, you're still doing your sentence. Parole is a mandatory thing when you're convicted of a felony, and you are not free when you're on parole. They monitor everything you do. They can come into your house at any time and inspect things. They can call you for a UA at any time. You have to account for every penny you spend. You're not free. You're just not behind bars. And I don't know what the statistics are of the people who go back to prison who have been out on parole, but I know that in community corrections that over half the people that I was there with screwed up and got sent back.
Well, there are a lot of them who do go back, and as far as, you're right, being on parole, you're never totally free, but you're a hell of a lot more free than you are behind bars. You have to admit that, and I don't see where... You know, if you're on parole, you're coming towards the end of paying your dues to society, and you've already done your main time behind bars. So, you know, the idea should be about rehabilitation, and the idea should be about transitioning you into a normal role in society. And one of the things about having a normal role in society is taking up the responsibility of being able to exercise your democratic rights.
Yes, and that's what I believe, too, that parole and community corrections was to ease you back into society, but that's not what it's about. It's about testing you every day. Can you follow the rules? They make it very, very hard. It's not a normal life, and they put obstacles to see, can you deal with dealing with the rules? And I think it really is part of the sentence, and I'm all done, and I vote now, and I don't know. I just think it is still part of the sentence. And, you know, nobody made me commit my felony, only me. So
well,
I had to accept total responsibility and do my whole sentence.
I mean, I applaud you for that. What can you tell us what you did?
Theft.
Okay. You know, one of the things I think about being a responsible adult in the United States of America, one of the things I think about being a responsible citizen, and there are a lot of citizens who don't live up to this, this is one area I think where I do carry some degree of prejudice, is when I look at people who tell me, well, I don't vote. And I think that the voting is a unique part of being an American citizen, and to me it's one of the guideposts of trying to transition you back into leading a normal life and having some responsibility about your life, and that you've essentially finished, you know, I'll say as I said again, that you have essentially finished your time behind bars, and if parole is not going to be about rehabilitation, if it's not going to be about restructuring somebody's life, then the powers that be ought to come forward and ought to admit that that's not what it's about, and maybe we ought to just abolish the whole process and just let people finish their terms and then let them out.
Yeah, well, you know, I was just grateful that I was convicted in Colorado, because in some states, if you're a felon, you can never vote.
Yeah, which so, I mean, do you think that's right? I don't think that's
no,
right.
No, I think that's totally wrong. And I've seen some things on the web that people trying to work to make that once you finish your sentence, you can vote. And but the parole system is absolutely not about putting you back into society. It's about testing you every day.
Well, see, then, you know, there should be some discussion about some change for that. Hey, Diane, thank you for your honesty. I love you for your honesty, and I hope you'll call me again on another topic.
Okay, thanks, Jay.
Sure, take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's go to Herb in Golden. Herb, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello, Jay. How are you?
Hi, Herb Rubenstein. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I really appreciated to hear what Diane had to say. I've had the privilege of talking to hundreds of people who have looked me right in the eye when I said, you're a registered Democrat, can you vote? And they say, I'm a felon. And you see the death in their eyes. This should be about rehabilitation. And the bigger question really is, why are we discouraging so many people in this society from voting? In our own 7th congressional race coming up in on August the 8th, only 12% of the registered Democrats are likely to vote. And the fact that unaffiliated voters could also vote just by checking the box to say Democrat on that day, if you add those, only 6 out of every 100 people who are eligible to vote on August 8th here in Colorado will vote. And, you know, I think society has to work pretty hard to discourage people that much from voting.
Yeah, I think they do, too. You know, and another thing, along with this whole idea of parolees not being able to vote in the state of Colorado, I think, too, we should also try to do studies and get a definitive answer as to why it is people don't vote.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, I just saw a group of 75 young people ages 14 to 18. They're working on trails every day. And I just talked to them and handed out some literature. I think we need to start getting to our young people early and showing how voting can make a difference. We know in Florida, I mean, George Bush was elected by 400 votes. That's it. Everybody's vote counts. But there's a myth out there that the votes don't count. And there's a myth out there that no matter who you vote for, it doesn't make a difference. And so we need to work real hard on that. And unfortunately, in this primary, we haven't done our job well, and we need to keep working at it.
All right, so your opinion is that parolees should be able to vote.
Absolutely, parolees should be able to vote. And Diane's comment about she was glad she was convicted in Colorado because felons in other states can't vote ever, I think that is ridiculous that felons can't vote ever. We need to get everyone, parolees, felons who've served their time, we need to get them, and we need to get everyone interested and exciting about voting. And, you know, you talked about machines earlier. These machines, we've had billions and trillions of dollars move every day along these Diebold machines, and there's almost never a financial mistake. What's going on? We need to have the ability, perfectly secure ability, to vote using ATMs, using phones, using all the technology. It's got to be secure, and I'm sure there's technologically a way to do it.
Yeah, I would agree. Herb, thank you, man. Appreciate the call. Good luck to you next Tuesday.
Thank you, Jay.
All right. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Should parolees, should they be allowed to vote? And I don't see why they can't be allowed to vote. And isn't being on parole, which Diane says is not true, about being transitioned to back into society, which is not. It's about a test. I guess they test you every single day. But, you know, we got enough trouble as it is getting people to vote. And it also brings up the wider question about why people don't vote and why they don't get involved. And doesn't it amaze you when you run across somebody who says to you, well, I don't vote. I just don't vote. What do you say to them? And here are these parolees through the ACLU that are going to court to try to win their right to vote. And there are people out there who have the right to vote, and they don't even use that right. Doesn't that blow your mind? That absolutely blows my mind. I mean, I've had times in my life where I have been politically apathetic, where I haven't been as interested in the process as I should have been. I had too much going on in my life. There were, you know, times of trouble. But you know what? I could always find my way in to a polling place. I always could. It's 8:29, 29 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Let's talk to Aaron O'Neill. You think parolees should be able to vote?
Sure, why not?
Yeah, you're with me, right? Mm-hmm. We have enough trouble getting people to vote to begin with.
Yeah, no kidding.
And I take it you vote.
Uh-huh.
And you're all ready to vote next week?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so we don't have anything we can't fight about that. What else is there left to fight about?
I don't know.
I mean, even my favorite off-ramp was open this morning.
I know. How could everything be going so perfect?
How could everything be going so perfect? I was just waiting to get down to Bellevue, where I just knew that Bellevue wasn't going to be open. But it was open.
Yeah, so what did you do with that extra 5 minutes this morning?
I cruised down Bellevue very slowly, the off-ramp, and inspected the surroundings. To make sure the work was thoroughly done.
Uh-huh, and it's beautiful, isn't it?
It's a work of art.
It is.
Now watch it be closed tomorrow and then tear it up again. Oh, I can't win. All right, what's the traffic look like?
Oh, we're getting better across these highways, especially for 270. We had that big multi-car accident eastbound near York. It's finally cleared off the highway. At one time, had traffic backed up across I-25 onto the turnpike, but it looks like even that drive is starting to get a little bit better. It's westbound Highway 36. We're kind of busy yet from Sheridan getting up towards Church Ranch. Saw with that late surge of traffic volume we catch this time of morning. Southbound I-25 still stop and go, approaching 104th, getting past 84th and crawling across downtown, approaching I-70 past Spear. We are starting to loosen up a little bit through T-Rex and awfully busy for 225 across Aurora. Southbound side, Colfax down to Mississippi and stop and go from Parker Road on in. Weather for today.
The only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
Save big on beautiful energy efficient windows from American Exteriors. How do we save you so much? We eliminate the middleman. At American Exteriors, you always get the right replacement window at a clear value because we're the manufacturer. Now buy one window, get the second window for $1.
The only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
At 1 and Randy Rhodes at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Why do Aspen Goodyear stores stand out? They are the largest independent Goodyear dealer in the state. They offer the best prices and fastest service anywhere with 5 locations to serve you. Aspen Goodyear are the experts that run My Auto Help Center, saving consumers hundreds of thousands of dollars. They offer full service with certified ASC technicians and absolutely the best prices on tires. Plus a free alignment when you buy 4 tires. 303-771-9800. That's 771-9800.
Your glasses just aren't helping your eyes. I know that sounds harsh, but you probably know that from your own experience. Corrective lenses don't cure poor eyesight. In fact, our doctors believe they can create dependency and make bad vision worse. How many people do you know, including yourself, whose eyesight got weaker with every stronger prescription? The doctors who created the See Clearly method say that many people need stronger prescriptions year after year. Fortunately, there's a way to improve bad vision naturally, without drugs and without surgery. It's called the See Clearly Method, and it's developed by Apollo award-winning optometrists. Pick up the phone and we'll send you a free video to see this program for yourself. Your eyesight is not going to get any better if you keep putting on those glasses. It's time you finally did something about it. Call right now for your free video to preview the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-900-3213. That's 1-800-900-3213. 1-800-900-3213.
I'm Bill Winter, and I approve of this message. Tom Tancredo is one of only 33 members of Congress to vote against the Voting Rights Act. He doesn't represent Colorado. I will. We need to raise $2,000 today, and I need your help. Please go to winterforcongress.com to volunteer and donate today.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make, using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth System. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-900-1004. That's 1-800-900-1004. 1-800-900-1004.
The Blue List is AM760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like the 80-20 Plan, Bauhaus Dog Daycare, and All American Vogue. Go to AM760.net today and learn more about how you can join these progressive companies.
Confronting issues with an arsenal of opinion. J. Marvin on AM760 Progressive Talk.
Oh, little Beatles.
Well, I'd rather see you dead, little girl, than to be with another.
So he needs a little Dusty, some Dusty, some Beatles. Hey, 34 minutes past the hour. High today, 84, partly sunny with some thunderstorms. We're talking about parolees voting. Should they be able to vote? The High Court in Colorado says no. And also the topic of why people do not vote to begin with and why they are apathetic. Let's get back on the telephones here, and we'll go to Debbie in Conifer. Debbie, hi, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. What about yourself?
Oh, doing great, thanks. Just wanted to express a quick opinion on the parolees voting. When folks are in prison, they are not highly affected by those that they might be voting for if they were not in prison. Once the folks are out in society, whether they're on parole or whether they've completely finished and they're totally free, as we would say, then they are highly affected by the individuals that they would vote for. So my opinion is that we need to let them place their vote. And like everyone is saying, there's too many people that don't bother to vote. So if they're out and they're of a mind to exercise their right, then I think they should be able to do it.
Well, you know, following what you're saying, I just thought about this, son, and I'm no lawyer, obviously, but if you're out on parole, and one of the requirements of parole is to hold a job, right? So you go to work every single day?
Correct.
You got to pay taxes, right?
Exactly.
Wouldn't that be taxation without representation if you weren't allowed to vote?
That's a very good point.
I don't know. Maybe we should call the ACLU and ask them. But do we have a lawyer in the house? I mean, wouldn't that be taxation without representation?
I definitely think it is.
Well, Debbie, you know what? You got us something going here, I think.
Well, I'm glad I got through to talk to you. Never tried before, but boy, I just had a strong opinion on that one and thought I had to make my say.
Well, you're always welcome here. Call me again sometime.
Will do.
Okay, see you later.
Take care.
All right. Anybody want to bite on that? Would that be taxation without representation? Let's go to D in Denver. D, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
Hey, man, how are you?
I'm doing all right. Had a couple of quick points to make, and I hope I don't sound like too much of an extremist or anything here, especially touching on what you just said about the taxation without representation. You know, inmates pay taxes while they're in prison, too. I mean, they buy their own, you know, they buy food, they work, they get paid, like, maybe couple of bucks a day, if that. But before that, you know, everyone's talking about, you know, I heard the other guy said only 6% of people are going to be who are eligible to vote in a certain area were going to vote, and why are people not voting? But I never hear anyone talking about making voting compulsory. I mean, making it so that you have to vote. You know, basically, you know, why wouldn't it be why wouldn't it be unreasonable to make someone pay a fine for not voting? I mean,
because in a free society, in a relatively free society, in a representative republic, in a democracy, you should have the right to choose none of the above or to withhold your vote.
Well,
if you don't feel like whoever's running is worth a damn.
Well, you can surely someone can go in and cast a vote of, you know, none of the above. But, I mean, yes, this is a free society, and it's a great society, but so many people don't exercise their right to vote, and then there's so much dissension between people and what everyone wants to do. And it seems to me that if everyone at least had to, or at least made it felt that it was their civic duty to go in and vote, you know, it would probably take a lot of this type of discussion away. The other quick point
let me just answer that by saying that we try to teach all of us are taught when we're young about government and about the civic responsibility of voting, but not everybody follows through. But, you know, I think you'd have a hard time, you know, getting anybody to pass that, and I think you'd have a hard time, you know, making that stand in this country, because there is a great tradition in this country of being able to opt out of the system if you wish.
Okay, well, that's true also. And, you know, like I said, I didn't want to sound like too much of an extremist. The other point that I wanted to make, again, was going back to, you know, the prisoners and voting and the parolees. You know, unfortunately, I come from I'm a product of a generation, basically, that is seeing more and more people going into the system, you know, the prison system. And, you know, a lot of us, we refer to the prison system as a revolving door. You know, if you come out when you're on parole, it's not because, you know, you've served your time and now this is your, you know, how to get back into society and you know, readmit you into society or anything like that. It's basically, you know, you've got to say your sentence was 10 years. They say, okay, we're going to let you stay in prison for 3 years and let you out on parole, basically, you know, assuming that you're going to abide by certain rules. And if you commit even so much as a misdemeanor, you are able to go back into prison, you know, pretty much, I mean, very easily. So I guess my question is going to be, again, trying not to sound like too much of an extremist, but if you believe that parolees should be allowed to vote, then why not allow prisoners the right to vote as well? I mean,
because I don't think that prisoners have fulfilled their sentence, number one. I don't think they're out in society. And number two, I think one of the ways that you can keep people clean, and I think one of the ways that you can encourage them to do the right thing, is to get them involved. And one of the ways to get them involved is to get them involved with voting, to get them involved with what's going on, to get them to see and to care and to think about things other than themselves and their own situation.
Right. I mean, but you have to also think that, you know, there are certain segments of society that are more or less in prison more than other parts of society, and these people might be the people that are most affected by the laws that are being passed in their community. Maybe they should have the ability to vote, you know, to make some changes in their community, because, I mean, everyone in prison, there's a lot of bad people in prison. We would say 75% of the people in prison are there for horrible crimes. I doubt it, but, I mean, you know, there's a lot of people in there who are there for small crimes, you know, some certain type of drug possession, and, you know, these people were lost. They were growing up in their community, they didn't make the right choices, and they got themselves stuck in basically a revolving door system of incarceration, release, and incarceration again. And how I feel is, you know, being on parole, you are still in prison. I mean, there's a lot of people who have never been in prison before who are in prison right now and free. You know, there's a lot of rules you have to abide by, and again, with a slap on the wrist, you know, you can be thrown back into prison for a longer sentence, even if you were to say caught shoplifting a $5 item and the rest of your sentence was 10 years, you're going back to the prison for 10 years, regardless of the fact of whether you paid your taxes on your last, you know, your last paycheck or what have you.
Well, I mean, there in some states, like in California, three strikes, you're out. You get caught stealing a pizza, you can go to jail for life. But, you know, still, the fact is, if you're behind bars, to me, that's a whole different category than being out and being out in society. And even though you are closely watched, or supposedly or allegedly closely watched on parole, you are out in society. You are not locked up. You're not in a penal institution. And to me, you should be able to have the right to vote. And to me, to having the right to vote would be a positive thing, not a negative thing. And for people who are still incarcerated and behind bars, you know what? If they want to vote that bad, then that's something for them to work on.
Right.
To try to earn currency to make it to the outside.
Right. And it'd be great if it were, you know, if everyone could think that way. But a lot of people who are in prison for a reason, and it's because of the fact that, you know, a lot of people have gotten to the point where they're institutionalized, and prison is the only life that they know.
Well, right. 90% of them don't give a damn one way or the other. But you know, even if you've got 2% that give a damn, it's worth talking about. That's the way I look at it. Yeah, you know, I mean, prison should be not totally about punishment. It should also be about rehabilitation. But we've been having this struggle in this country. It's been going on ever since I can remember, and will probably continue to go on, into the future. Hey, Dee, thank you, man. Appreciate you calling.
No problem, Jay. Thanks.
Okay, take care. One line open at 303-713-7600, 843. It's 844. 44 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. One line open at 303-713-7600. And coming up after 9 o'clock, Jameson Fosier, Managing Director for Media Matters for America. And we'll talk about some media faux pas. And then we'll open up the phones and we'll go to open phones. Right now we're talking about should felons who are, well, should, you know what, should prisoners, should people who are out on parole, let me phrase it the right way, should people who are out on parole have the right to vote? The Colorado Supreme Court says no. I say yes. What do you say?
Whether your hog is sick or you got the fever, Mile High Harley-Davidson has the cure. At I-70 and Airport Boulevard, they've got the bikes, the clothes, the service, the rentals, and the deals. Mile High Harley-Davidson, your Harley headquarters at I-70 and Airport Boulevard.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
I was wondering why southbound I-25 was just crawling across downtown. We spotted our problem at southbound I-25 near 20th Street, a multi-car accident, 4 cars in that right lane of traffic. Courtesy patrols with them, going to try and get them shoved over to the shoulder. But southbound I-25 getting backed up past I-70 again. Might meet up before too long with that slow drive already southbound I-25 from 104th to 84th Avenue. Looks like traffic's loosening up for eastbound Highway 36, Federal to Pecos down to I-25. Even that drive 270 getting a little bit better after clearing off earlier problems at York. Westbound Highway 36 still a little slow from Sheridan up towards Church Ranch. Looking at your weather for today, we got another cloudy day on tap with afternoon thundershowers expected through. Highs right around 83 degrees. Right now we're at 64. Maren O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
HD Radio!
Sir, they'll be asking you about high definition.
High fidelity?
High definition, sir. Mm-hmm. It's the latest in radio.
High defino.
High definition, sir.
So,
makes AM as clear as FM?
How's the definition?
Not quite.
What's this Higley defino mean for FM?
You don't want to know, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
AM 760, Progressive Talk, broadcasting in HD. Find out more on AM760.net.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Call 1-800-500-3533. 1-800-500-3533. That's 1-800-500-3533.
In 1997, Genia Lamonides was diagnosed with a tumor on a nerve in her head.
I needed surgery right away. They got the tumor, but I lost my hearing and my face became paralyzed.
Then in 2004, Genia's doctors found another tumor on that same nerve.
I did not want to go through surgery again.
That's when she learned that Rocky Mountain CyberKnife is revolutionizing the treatment of tumors. CyberKnife destroys tumors with a precise beam of radiation, yet it spares surrounding tissue by tracking and adjusting to the tumor's true position with 1 millimeter accuracy. Treatments are short, effective, and easy on patients.
CyberKnife didn't make me sick. It wasn't painful, and I never missed any work. I just wish it had been an option for the first tumor.
At Rocky Mountain CyberKnife, we're revolutionizing treatment, restoring hope, and improving lives. If you or someone you love has a tumor, call us today at 303-448-4620.
847, 47 minutes past the hour on AM 760 Progressive Talk. You know what? I've been telling you for a long time about Icon Laser Center, and I've been telling you for a while now about how Icon Laser Center has been making LASIK safe and affordable for as little as $4.99 per eye. Well, you know, some LASIK places in town want you to believe that in order to have safe LASIK, you've got to pay more. That's not true. What they don't tell you is their procedures cost more because they're not any better. It's because of overhead and LASIK machine rentals. You see, Icon owns all of their own LASIK equipment, so there's less overhead. They can pass that savings on to you, unlike the other places. So don't believe the hype that only expensive clinic can perform safe LASIK. I mean, it's just hype. It's wrong. It's just not true. Visit Icon on the web at icondenver.com or call to set up a consultation today. 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001. Any questions about LASIK? Call Icon. They're the pros. They know what they're doing. 720-524-1001. Tell them J. Marvin sent you.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the Internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done $100,000 in gross sales.
Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. Everything you need to get started making money on the Internet is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Call 1-800-900-1624. 1-800-900-1624. 1-800-900-1624.
I'm Bill Winter, and I approve of this message. Tom Tancredo says he isn't bothered by 100,000 dead Iraqis and 4,000 people killed in the Arizona desert last year. He doesn't represent Colorado. I will. We need to raise $2,000 today, and I need your help. Please go to winterforcongress.com to volunteer and donate today.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like the 80/20 Plan, Bauhaus Dog Daycare, and All American Vogue. Go to am760.net today and learn more about how you can join these progressive companies.
The J. Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
8:49, 49 minutes past the hour. High today, 84. Little Hendricks, partly sunny with some thunderstorms. Should parolees be able to vote in the state of Colorado? The ACLU says yes. The High Court in Colorado says no. One line open at 303-713-7600. I say yes. Let's go to Bob in Colorado Springs. Bob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Thanks for taking my call, Jim.
Sure, Bob.
There's a point here I'd like to make about the parole, and it's called mandatory parole, which was enacted back in 1993. And under mandatory parole, even people who serve the entire, you know, every day of their sentence that was imposed by the judge, then they have a period of mandatory parole, and that can be as long as 5 years after they've served their complete sentence. They get on this parole thing. If you're a, the 5 year is the max, and that's for a class 3 felony. But all prisoners, even like the class 2 felonies, or the class 1 felony is the 5 years. Class 5 felony is 2 years. So, you know, these folks have done their time, and right now 74% of the parolees in Colorado, at least in 2005, were these mandatory parole people who had already served their sentences. Very few of the parolees are guys who were let out early.
So in reality, they're being punished twice.
Absolutely. You know, if they want to take a look at the folks for another few years, that's fine. But treat them as citizens. Treat them as full citizens, and you know, let them vote, let them work, let them pay taxes. You know, if they, you know, go rob a bank, yeah, or do whatever, you send them back to prison. But, you know, we should not punish people twice for, you know, they've done their time. Let them be citizens.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I just couldn't agree more. And to have 6,000 Coloradoans who can't vote is really, it's really a shameful decision by the Supreme Court.
Yeah, well, one of the places, Colorado Criminal Justice Coalition, ccjrc.org, they track this stuff, and they've got a tremendous amount of information on their website, CCJRC. If folks want to take a look, and they can read more about this mandatory parole system, and, you know, the private prisons. I mean, the private prisons love this stuff because they get the guys back, and, you know, it's more money for them, and we're paying for it.
Yeah, I don't even believe in private prisons.
I don't either. It's just, you know, it's almost like slavery. You know, somebody's making a profit, over human misery, and we need to put an end of it.
Yeah, I agree. I would, you know, I would end all private prisons. There's no question about it. Bob, thank you, man. Great call.
Thanks.
Okay. Let's go to Darren in Fort Collins. Darren, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing, Jay?
Just fine.
I've got issues on that whole prisoner thing. You know, if we had John C. Congressman didn't like what John Doe Public was doing and said, let's pass the law, and then he gets that law passed, all the people, let's say, flag burning, for instance, all the people that ever burned a flag are now big. They're now breaking the law, and they go to jail. Well, once they get out of jail, they can't vote the congressman that made the law out of office. Get all the people on their side.
Well, if they ended up on parole, you're technically in this state, you're right.
Yeah, so how is that making a fair and just system if we just make it so we can have political prisoners? If say, the righties want to make laws that make people prisoners for doing stuff like saying bad mouthing or burning the flag, we're creating a political prisoner society. So that's all I got to say about it, really.
All right, pal. Appreciate the call. Thanks.
Thanks, sir.
Let's go to Rudy in Colorado Springs. Rudy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
The reason for my call is because I just wanted to express my view and in regards to the court, the higher state court making the rulings that they did. I could understand them making that type of ruling because, as listening to all your previous callers, they do have it somewhat correct. What happens in this is that, say a person commits a crime, that crime is punishable under certain guidelines. As in, they're called a presumptive range. Say like a class F4 felony is like from 2 to 5 years. Now, when the individual is sentenced in a court, the judge then sentence him to, like, say, like, out of the 2 to 5 year range, the judge will sentence the individual to 2 years in prison. However, what they do is they tack on an additional period of parole on top of the sentence that the judge imposed, which I believe is wrong, because I believe that if the judge sentenced the individual to 2 years, they need to insert or have the period of parole within that time frame that the judge sentences him, and that's what I believe is wrong with the system right now, because if he's going to sentence the individual to say the total 5 years, then go ahead and have the period of parole within that sentencing period that the judge sentences him, and but as if for the sentencing and the parole period, that's all within the scope of the sentence the individual does. And he doesn't complete that sentence until everything is completed.
All right, but if somebody's out on parole, should they have the right to vote?
Well, technically I can understand the courts making the rulings that they did because the sentence is not completed.
See, I you know... To me, it matters whether you're in jail or not, not whether the sentence is completed or not.
Yeah, true. But Jay, though, you know, not to open up a whole new can of worms on a different area, but having to do one thing that's really gone awry as well in conjunction with that with the system is the sentencing for, say, like juvenile offenders as well in conjunction with the adults. It's like they're just sentencing these individuals and throwing away the key.
Yeah. Well, much needs to be done about the prison systems in this country. There's no question. No question about it. And I think that the court, in this case, made the wrong decision. I think they absolutely made the wrong decision. I stand with the ACLU. Rudy, thank you, man. Thanks for calling in.
Uh-huh.
All right. Let me go to Christine in Golden. Christine, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Jay, good show, as always.
Thanks.
I certainly believe that ex-prisoners, ex-cons, as well as those on parole, should have the right to vote. I personally believe that those within prison should. But in regards to those on parole, as well as those free, once again, we've actually got approximately a dozen states in our country that removes the right. This is going into the 2000 election for them to vote. In 2004, we had about 5 million Americans that were voteless even after they were free. They were not even on parole. And, of course, you know, millions of people are carrying with them, you know, they're still being punished for a past felony conviction. And I feel that that is wrong, and we are really the only modern democracy that puts that penalty on felons. And I do believe it's wrong. It's disenfranchising them as U.S. citizens for the rest of their life. And other states, actually, Jay, although the laws allow them to vote after a long waiting period, do not inform them. And there are actually possibly hundreds of thousands.
That is. That's, you know, that's totally wrong. Christine, I hate to interrupt you. I'm out of time. Thank you so much for the call. Really appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thousands of Colorado couples cannot achieve their dream of having a baby. You can help give the miracle of life. The Colorado Center for Reproductive Medicine Egg Donor Program helps people achieve their dreams. If you are a non-smoking female between 19 and 32 and have some college education, you may be eligible to receive $5,000 for your time and commitment. Call 303-806-6732 or colloeggdonor.com. Colorado Center for Reproductive Medicine, 303-806-6732 or colloeggdonor.com.
You can shmush a tomato into your nose. You can shmush sand between your toes. You can shmush your tube of toothpaste or shmush some wine around your buds of taste. You can shmush a ripe banana or the bayou mud in Louisiana. You can shmush an orange into juice, and you can tell I'm no Dr. Seuss. But the very worst thing to shmush by far is when you go and shmush your car, and I know most people will agree.
You shmush your car, it's Professional Auto Body.
Call Professional Auto Body and get your free shmushed car benefits, including free no-obligation mobile estimating at your home or work, free new car rentals during repairs, free financing on deductibles, cashback deductible rebates up to $500, and a whole lot more. Professional Auto Body, recommended by troubleshooter Tom Martino and approved by every insurance company, and all work includes a lifetime warranty. From sensational shmushes to simple scratches, call Professional Auto Body today at 561-FREE, 561-FREE.
I'm Bill Winter, and I approve of this message. Tom Tancredo is one of only 33 members of Congress to vote against the Voting Rights Act. He doesn't represent Colorado. I will. We need to raise $2,000 today, and I need your help. Please go to winterforcongress.com to volunteer and donate today.
It's pretty warm, yeah.
That New Yorker braving the sizzle to work out.
I'm sweating quite a bit, yeah. I feel like I'm taking a shower.
Heat advisories are up in Chicago and the major cities in the east, where the heat index is expected to push into the triple digits. No matter, as Mike DiNardo of KYW reports from Philadelphia, some workers are forced to grin and bear it.
That's the nature of this job. You can't wait till it gets cool.
Longshoreman Brian Jones says when it's this hot, there is no break from Mother Nature or from the boss.
You gotta keep that freight going in and out. So people don't really slow down.
Tell that to Jim, who operates a container. Crane.
Very, very hot. Glass ceiling, roof, everything.
That makes it a little hothouse.
Engine heat coming up. It's pretty terrible.
Jim says he drinks bottle after bottle of water and splashes ice on himself to cool down. Mike DiNardo, CBS News, Philadelphia.
No further word on the condition of Fidel Castro, whose operation to stop intestinal bleeding touched off celebrating in Miami's Little Havana. In Havana, says CBS's Portia Siegelbaum, Cubans are worried about their future and their leader.
He holds a special place in their hearts, so to put it. I mean, he's there. He's not the boogeyman for the average, ordinary Cuban. Many of them feel their lives improved dramatically since 1959.
The fighting rages over the Israel-Lebanon border. Al-Manar, the TV operation run by Hezbollah, is claiming 35 Israeli soldiers have been killed or wounded. That has not been independently confirmed. Relief agencies are trying to help in areas of southern Lebanon. CBS's Vicky Barker is in Marjiyoun.
They haven't had electricity in this town for 2 weeks since the last airstrike, and they're running out of clean water. The mayor says they've already seen 4 cases of waterborne diseases in Marjiyoun.
New bloodshed across Iraq. At least 58 people have been killed in today's round of sectarian violence. CBS News correspondent Mark Strassman has more from Baghdad.
As their number one complaint, Iraqis say that their government cannot protect them. And any time you have an attack against Iraqi civilians, Iraqi police, Iraqi soldiers, it is also an attack on the government itself.
Did you hear the one about the two women who walked into a bar in the Cleveland suburb of Westlake? One of them orders a drink. The waitress says, fine, but I'll need to see an ID. So the woman produces a driver's license, which turns out to be the one stolen from the waitress weeks before.
the odds of this happening, I don't think, could be calculated with a supercomputer.
Westlake Police Captain Guy Turner says Maria Bergen is in jail. She's charged with identity theft and receiving stolen property. And checking Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is down 77 points, the NASDAQ off 29, the S&P 500 down 9. This is CBS News.
Alrighty, a short paragraph about myself. I was born on a rainy night some 35 years ago aboard Father's schooner in stormy seas.
Having trouble creating a profile online that is going to attract the attention of your soulmate? How about doing it a different way? How about falling in love from the inside out? At eHarmony.com, you don't have to come up with witty one-liners that distill your life into a paragraph.
Page 4. As a small child, I enjoyed sitting on grandfather's knee while he whittled small woodland creatures out of driftwood and ate prunes.
At eHarmony.com, our scientific compatibility profile does the work for you by matching you based on 29 inside dimensions of compatibility proven to be crucial for a great relationship. Log on today, and if you are a first-time member, you can try eHarmony for 7 days absolutely risk-free. eHarmony.com. Log on today.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. The way Colorado deals with illegal immigration changes beginning today after Governor Bill Owens signed a package of bills yesterday. Among the bills signed into law include requirements that employers verify their employees in the U.S. legally and the denial of business permits to illegal immigrants. Residents in one northwest Nebraska county have been allowed to return home after evacuating for a wildfire. Several roads in northwest Nebraska were closed Monday due to the fires and the thick smoke. The Chadron State Park has been spared so far, but Superintendent Walt Nelson says if the fire jumps a highway, that could all change.
This west side of the fire seems to be fairly well contained on the east side of Highway 385. The park is located on the west side of Highway 385.
He says the park was evacuated for the first time since 1973 with no timetable to reopen.
It's kind of contingent upon weather conditions and what the fire does in the next few days.
Currently 21,000 firefighters battling many fires around the Rocky Mountain region. That is your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Even though a lot of our highways have cleared up from the morning drive, we're still kind of struggling here for southbound I-25. And part of the problem is a late crash that happened right across the downtown area, southbound I-25 near 20th Street. They were hanging up the right lane for a while, just got cleared over to the right shoulder. But that's backed up past I-70, and we're still in recovery mode up in the north end of town, southbound I-25 from 104th, getting down past 84th Avenue. Although we are looking much better for both directions, the Boulder Turnpike, 270 is loosened up, I-70 is back to normal, so is 6th Avenue and C-470 in the drive across Highlands Ranch. Weather for today, mostly cloudy with some afternoon thundershowers.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318. Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you.
consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre Central Park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's ENGLEHomesColorado.com.
Phone number and all that kind of stuff. All right, let's talk to Jameson Fosier, Managing Director at Media Matters for America. That's MediaMatters.org. And J-Mo, good morning and welcome back to the program. Good
morning, Jay.
Were you shocked on Sunday to see that the New York Times endorses Ned Lamont?
Well, I wasn't shocked. It was an interesting editorial.
Okay, I just thought I'd get your feeling about that, because you know what? I got to be honest with you. I mean, I was shocked by that. I was really shocked by that, because aren't they considered to be? They're considered to be like a pillar of mainstream Eastern media, correct?
I think that's pretty accurate. I think it was interesting in that we've seen in a lot of the media coverage of that race. We've seen a lot of assumptions that, being anti-war is a fringe position, which isn't consistent with any of the polling that we've seen or anything like that. And the Times editorial did seem to be an acknowledgement of that, and an acknowledgement of the fact that, you know, in fact, the fringe position in this country right now is support for George Bush and support for his war. So that was interesting to see.
Yeah, why is it that the media does do that? And I've noticed that a lot, and especially in the talking head shows, the pundit shows, that having a view against the war that it's characterized as not being mainstream American, when poll after poll show that most Americans would like to see us get out and are not happy with the position of the war.
Yeah, I think a lot of journalists and a lot of pundits, a lot of political reporters, at least I should say, and a lot of pundits don't really seem to understand that public opinion has shifted greatly over the last few years. They seem to be stuck in this sort of 2002 mindset where everybody supports the president on foreign policy issues and that, you know, the country is solidly behind him. 4 years have gone by and they've screwed a lot of things up, and the vast majority of the American people have realized that and are now deeply skeptical of the president's leadership and of how things are going in Iraq. And the only people who don't seem to realize that are political reporters and pundits. So they constantly talk about these things like it's, you know, when they talk about Democrats' position on Iraq or on terrorism, they're always talking about how it's very risky for them to dare to fight with the administration over these things because, you know, they're going to get beat on them. And it's just bizarre if you look at the actual polling that shows that people agree with Democrats and disagree with Bush. It's bizarre to read these stories and see these people on television acting like that way, acting like the risk is to the Democrats rather than to the Republicans.
It's almost laughable at times, isn't it?
It really is. You know, just once, you'd kind of like to see somebody say, well, now hang on a second. You know, why is it the Democrats who are taking a chance here and speaking out against the Iraq war rather than, you know, the Republicans who are in grave danger in blindly supporting a president and his open-ended commitment to staying in Iraq forever when that's not what the American people want?
Yeah, I've never been able to figure that out. Let's get into some of these. U.S. News cherry-picked polling data to misleadingly suggest political danger. Here we go. For Democrats, talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, this is a great example of what we were just talking about, and it's an article actually about that Connecticut Senate race. But what was interesting to me didn't really have anything to do with the candidates, but was there's a statement in the article referring back to Democrats losing in 2002 and 2004, and that being largely attributed to the Republican advantage on national security. And so because of that, Democrats have been hesitant to call for a deadline for troop withdrawal from Iraq. And then as support for these ideas that that Democrats are running the risk having a repeat of 2002, this U.S. News article cites a CBS New York Times poll that found that 36% of Americans think that Democrats will make better decisions regarding terrorism. 42% think the Republicans will. So that shows a slight Republican advantage on terrorism. But what's interesting there is a couple things. First, there's a little bit of a bait and switch that U.S. News pulled. They were talking about Iraq, and then they shifted into a poll result about terrorism, which is a different issue. Now, that very same poll that they cited, the very same poll, asked a question about Iraq. And in the question about Iraq, the poll found that more people think that Democrats will do a good job of handling this. So U.S. News, I mean, it's really a pretty dishonest little bait and switch that they did there. The poll further found that 56% of people think that the U.S. should set a timetable for the withdrawal of U.S. troops from Iraq. 40% oppose a deadline. So the very poll that U.S. News was citing made kind of the opposite point, and had they detailed the correct answers, it would have shown that. But the other interesting thing is that they left out any kind of context. They referred back to Democrats losing in 2002 and 2004 and losing because of the Republican advantage on security issues. Given that, the important thing to look at isn't just what the current polling is, it's what the trend is. It's how does the current standing of the two parties on security issues compare to the standing they had in 2002 and 2004. And in those previous years, Republicans had a massive advantage. They had a 30, 40, 50-point advantage, depending on exactly how the questions were asked. Now those are down to single digits. In some cases, Democrats have an advantage. So that's really the important thing to look at here. And if U.S. News is going to assess the possible political fallout of these issues, it's really pretty irresponsible just to look at the current polling rather than to look at the trend. Obviously, if Democrats were 40 points down on national security issues in 2002 and now they're tied or down 5 or up 5, that's a huge improvement for them, and it actually bodes quite well for their political fortunes.
You know, here's another game that they engage in, particularly in the Lieberman-Lamont contest, that that Lieberman is this mainstream kind of middle-of-the-road sensible Democrat, and that Ned Lamont is this radical, wide-eyed, anti-war leftist who, and they're battling for control of the party, when there's nothing really radical about Ned Lamont at all. Why do they keep running that scenario over and over again?
Well, I think it's a lot of what we've been talking about, that they don't, a lot of political reporters and pundits don't understand where the country is on a lot of these issues. It goes really beyond this Connecticut primary. Think about somebody like Nancy Pelosi, who is constantly described as being, you know, far left or very liberal. If you look at her policy positions on the vast majority of issues, she's pretty solidly in tune with the majority of the American people. She wants to raise the minimum wage. The American people want to raise the minimum wage. She wants to improve access to health care. They want to improve access to health care. She thinks that Iraq's a tragic mistake and we should get out, and the American people think Iraq's a tragic mistake and we should start coming home. So on issue after issue, if you actually look at their policy positions, that's where most of the people are. What's going on here? And the Connecticut primary race is just one example of this. The media overall has misdefined the center to be something that it really isn't. And so you have this strange situation where somebody like John McCain, for example, is described as a moderate and a centrist. Well, if you look at his policy positions, he's out of step with the American people. So it's really kind of bizarre, but it's something that's been going on for a long time.
Chris Matthews Show, panel agreed, Senator Clinton is not an authentic person.
Yeah, this is, one of those standard sort of storylines that that we hear about Democratic candidates from pundits. It's Clinton probably bears the brunt of it, but, John Kerry got a lot of the same criticisms than Al Gore did, all the sort of myths about Gore constantly changing his image and reinventing himself. It's for some reason a storyline that the pundits and the political reporters have bought into and can't help repeating at every step and finding any excuse to. And this was a panel discussion where Chris Matthews and Cory Borger and Howard Feynman were mocking Hillary Clinton, saying she's not a genuine person, she's not real, she's not authentic. Howard Feynman, I think, at the end concluded by saying that she's authentically unauthentic, which is the kind of nonsensical little attempt to be cute that you hear these pundits making all the time. It obviously doesn't really mean anything. But none of them offered a single example of what's inauthentic about her. They just asserted it over and over again, and that's what they've been doing to Democrats for years.
And that should be Matthew's job to say, well, give me an example of where you think she's not an authentic person. But instead, he acts as a cheerleading section and gets right in on there and piles in on all the laughs.
Yeah, he was leading the charge.
Yeah, I find him to be a disgusting individual. I really do. I barely watch his shows hardly at all.
Well, you have to wonder what's wrong with somebody who repeatedly invites Ann Coulter on his show and moments after she uses a disgusting slur to describe homosexual people says, you know, you're brilliant and I'd love to have you back on.
Yeah, you're referring to Ann Coulter's incident of calling Vice President Al Gore a fag.
I am, yes. She said that on Matthew's show, and he just couldn't stop gushing over what a brilliant mind she had and how insightful she was, and ended up saying he'd love to have her back on. That's after she called former Vice President Gore that. And it really, I think, tells you what you need to know about Chris Matthews.
Yeah, I was going to say, doesn't that discredit him?
I think it would have to. I can't see how it would do anything else.
And what the hell is MSNBC celebrating about anyway with their 10-year anniversary? They're in dead last place, aren't they?
They are in last place.
How does he do? Do you know how he does, Chris Matthews? Does that show do?
I think by the standards of, you know, cable news channels, he has decent but not great ratings. You know, none of them have particularly high ratings. I think he is in most weeks either first or second among MSNBC shows. Keith Olbermann sometimes outdraws him. I think they sort of go back and forth. He has pretty good ratings. They promote him so heavily that he better have pretty good ratings.
All right. Before we run out of time here, talk a little bit about your petition project that Media Matters for America is doing.
Sure. We basically don't think that people like Ann Coulter should be given a platform on national television shows like Chris Matthews or like the Today Show, which hosts her frequently, to argue that people should be physically attacked and to call people fags and to say that widows are happy that their husbands died. We don't think that that kind of hate speech and attempts to incite violence has any place on our airwaves. She's free to say whatever she wants to say, but we don't think that the Today Show should give her a platform to say it. And so we started a petition basically asking the major media outlets to stop giving people like her and Michael Savage and Glenn Beck and all these people who just spew hate and never have anything thoughtful to add, to stop giving them a platform. And we've got, I think, nearly 20,000 people have joined us in that. You can find the petition at our website, MediaMatters.org.
All right. Jameson Fosier, always great to have you on, and look forward to talking to you again real soon. Thank you so much, and MediaMattersForAmerica.org is a valuable, valuable, valuable organization, and I'm proud to say I'm a sustaining member. J-Mo, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jay.
Okay, we'll talk to you. All right, it's 9:20 here, 303-713-7600, whatever it is you want to talk about, we can do it, open phones, whatever's on your mind, let's get it on, 303-713-7600. If you want to talk about the Middle East, which we haven't done a whole lot of this morning, you can do that. If you want to go back to any of the topics that we've done earlier, you can do that. It doesn't make any difference what it is that you want to talk about this time of the morning. We'll entertain almost anything. 303-713-7600.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the Internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-226-9008. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-226-9008. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the Internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the Internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-226-9008. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true Internet wealth. That's 1-800-226-9008.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called the Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-3364. Again, that's 1-800-550-3364. 1-800-550-3364.
They're not a nameless, faceless corporation. And they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. John Turk's sister just went out there and got herself a nice car, and you can do it too. And, of course, you know, I've talked many times about how thrilled we are with Mary's automobile, that she drove to Mount Evans, and you know, that thing never sees the gas pump. It's amazing. Just absolutely amazing. Check them out online, too, at RockiesAutos.com. Look at the inventory, pre-qualify for a car loan, and you can get that car loan. You can pre-qualify by asking for Steve, because he's the guy who handles all of that stuff. See their TV commercials, read their business philosophy, and generally find out more about them. Rockies Autos, they're my good friends, and they'll be your good friends, too. Become part of the Rockies family. See them this weekend out at the Adams County Fair. And don't forget, Sunday, all rides, all carnival rides, are a dollar courtesy of Rockies Autos. This Sunday, all carnival rides at the Adams County Fair are just a buck. Or get out and see them in person at the corner of 63rd and Federal.
Hi, I'm here with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only, who's telling me that now is the perfect time to be selling a timeshare.
That's right. The market is really hot right now. There are literally thousands of people looking to buy a timeshare.
And you've got some help for sellers.
Absolutely. Right now, I'm giving away a free kit that includes the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares.
Well, that does sound helpful.
Yeah, this is really good stuff to know for anyone who's even thinking about selling a timeshare, because these are things that can make you thousands of dollars.
And this information is free?
Absolutely free. But this is a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now so we can rush it out to you.
Okay. That's the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Yours absolutely free.
Call us now. We can help you make thousands of dollars.
Here's the phone number to call. 1-800-600-5002. That's 1-800-600-5002. 1-800-600-5002. 5002.
Hi, it's Al Franken. I'm coming up after Jay on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Yep, he certainly is. Al Franken coming up at 10 o'clock. 924, 24 minutes after 9 at AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's open phones at 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about. And getting into the Middle East is not off bounds either, because we've done very little Middle Eastern stuff this morning. And you know, I had a guy friend who sent me an email, maybe it was a woman who sent me an email, saying, you know, that the Middle East is splitting the left, and that we are best not to talk about it because of the divergent viewpoints, and that right now what we need is more solidarity and less splitting of the left. And do you think that the Middle East is splitting the left? I know I've got an awful lot of hate mail off of it. Probably more so than any other topic I've ever done. I've gotten a lot of hate mail off it. I know Ed's gotten a lot, too. A lot of hate mail. Oh, you want to play the Michael Savage audio clip? Speaking of hate mongers? Is he on in this town anywhere? We don't know. This is Michael Savage. This is a typical of the ultra-authoritarian right wing and their view of world events. Run that.
I don't really know what they mean by reaffirming the Voting Rights Act. Do they mean they're going to put a chat in every crack house? What do they do, spend $10 billion to make sure they have voting machines in crack houses?
You know, I've often said and wondered, wonder how far I could get in my career if I would resort to that kind of language and doing that kind of radio. But, you know, I just can't bring myself to do that. I just can't bring myself to do that. You know, I just can't do it. Malcolm in Boulder. Malcolm, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. What's up?
Hey, Ann Coulter. the woman is a screeching bitch. And I think that if we just simply refuse to acknowledge anything about her, that she would eventually go away.
You think so?
Well, you know, maybe that's idealism. Who knows? But, you know, my dad, who was a newspaper editor, said they, you know, told me a great lesson. He said they wrapped dead fish with yesterday's newspaper. You know? And, meaning that if, you know, the thing that fans the fires is us getting all outraged about what she says.
Yeah, I you know, I really don't know what the answer is on how to deal with that part of the authoritarian right that is so extreme like that, almost to the point of mental illness. I'm not really sure how to deal with that. After a while, you get to the point where it's like professional wrestling. I mean, you've seen the guy in the hood a million times. You've seen it all, and you just, after a while, you just can't take it very seriously anymore.
Yeah, and I think we're all kind of aware of that. But you know, I don't watch the news shows, and I don't listen to right wing radio, and I didn't know about Ann Coulter until I started listening to Air America. And I just wonder if we're not fanning the fires a little bit by reacting to what she says and people of her ilk, you know.
Well, there's two schools of thought on this, I think. One is to, like, okay, let it go and ignore it, because she's not a credible source, and anybody with any brains realizes she's not a credible source. And then there's the other side of it, which is the statement she makes demands that they be answered, and that you got to fire back, and that you got to make your viewpoint known, and that to ignore it is to only let it grow.
Yeah, no, tough call, huh?
Yeah, it is a very, very tough call. You know, I always figure her books do so well because these conservative book clubs and things push her books. And a small minority gets out and buys those books. I can't figure out what the draw is to her. But then again, I worked at a radio station that would have her on as a guest all the time. I mean, she's just like, she's poison, basically. I mean, she just, you can't.
She had a cover of Time magazine or something last year?
Yeah.
This spring? What's up with that?
Yeah, I mean, you just can't deal with her. I mean, there's no right. She represents the most base of the base, and you can't deal with her. But, you know, they're always, you know, the authoritarian right is always throwing bombs at us about how, you know, we're crybabies and we're whiners and we're extremists and we're wild-eyed and blah, blah, blah. But, you know what, I maintain that nobody is more wild-eyed, nobody's more of a complainer, nobody is more of a whiner, and nobody has more out-of-the-mainstream ideas than people like Ann Coulter, Rush Limbaugh, Michael Savage.
All they do is whine.
Well, that's it. They're always screaming about something because, remember, their formula for success is they have to have an enemy and they have to breed fear.
Yeah.
And if they don't have that, then they're out of luck.
Hey, speaking of which, one more thought. I'm convinced that the administration has no interest in catching Osama. You know, if they caught him, that'd take that whole issue off the table.
I think they pretty much have given up. I don't think they know how to get him.
Well, obviously they've given up, you know, but I think they actively don't want him to be caught because if he was caught, he'd be off the table. Same with
yours.
Right.
I don't think they know how to do it. I don't know how. I don't think they know how to get him. I think he's up in an area in Pakistan where you just can't catch him. And they just don't have any clue, and they've got no assets up there, no human intelligence assets up there. And
yeah.
Basically, they've just given up. And you never hear him talked about. He's never brought up. The White House never brings him up. The
yeah.
Republican Party and the GOP never brings him up. You know, the only people that bring him up basically are people like you and I who just kind of scratch our heads and can't figure out why the guy's still alive.
Yeah.
You know, we're the only ones that are bringing him up, and maybe. Maybe what we ought to do is maybe we ought to be bringing them up more often.
Yeah, it feeds the fear machine, you know, and that's kind of why I think that they're
laying
back on. Well,
no, I mean, maybe we should just be asking the question, why isn't he in jail?
Yeah, right.
You know, I mean, maybe when Rick O'Donnell runs in CD7 as a Republican, maybe we should ask him at one of his little gatherings, like, can you explain to us why Osama bin Laden's not in jail?
Yeah.
You know? All right, Malcolm, thanks, man.
Chad, Jay, thanks for what you're doing.
Okay, you got it. Take care. One line open at 303-713-7600. Yeah, they closed that Bin Laden unit. And maybe those of us, you know, who don't can't figure out why it is that his name is never brought up anymore, and that it just seems to be another long line of government hose jobs, why we just don't bring it up. Maybe it ought to be a litmus test for anybody running for office about your opinion about Osama bin Laden and why the United States hasn't gotten him. 9:32, 28 minutes away from 10 o'clock on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Open phones underway here at 303-713-7600. More of your calls coming up.
Thunder Mountain of Denver. See Colorado's biggest and best selection of certified pre-owned Harley-Davidsons and brand new Thunder Mountain custom cycle. Ride home on a bike today and enjoy a free trip for two
to Las Vegas.
Thunder Mountain of Denver.
With the best pricing,
the best financing,
and all bikes fully serviced
and ready to roll.
Right now, take advantage of financing for up to 120 months.
No money down and no interest for up to 6 months on select Thunder Mountain custom cycles.
With approved credit.
Thunder Mountain of Denver.
Off I-70 in Pecos
and online at thundermountainofdenver.com.
I'm Bill Winter and I approve of this message. Tom Tancredo says he isn't bothered by 100,000 dead Iraqis and 4,000 people killed in the Arizona desert last year. He doesn't represent Colorado. I will. We need to raise $2,000 today, and I need your help. Please go to winterforcongress.com to volunteer and donate today.
Would it be crazy if you packed your bags and left for a week, a month, a year? What if you left for 2 years? What if you were going far away to help in a village on the edge of the Gobi Desert, to teach children and learn a thing or two about yourself? Would that be crazy? Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go?
To learn more about the Peace Corps, join us tonight at 7 at the REI Denver flagship store in Lodo. For more information, visit peacecorps.gov.
Would it be crazy if you packed your bags and left for a week, a month, a year? What if you left for 2 years? What if you were going far away to help in a village on the edge of the Gobi Desert, to teach children and learn a thing or two about yourself? Would that be crazy? Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go?
To learn more about the Peace Corps, join us tonight at 7 at the REI Denver flagship store in Lodo. For more information, visit peacecorps.gov.
So, Bob, nice car.
Yep, it sure is.
Win the lottery?
Nope.
Ah, you stole while you worked here.
Nah.
Get a new job?
Job? Not really.
Don't tell me you're your own boss now.
Yep.
You're making $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 a month?
Uh-huh.
How did you do it?
Well...
Not on your own. You had help.
Yep.
Who helped you? Your mommy?
Nope.
Your brother?
No, you did.
I did? Wait a minute. Don't tell me you got Bruce A. Berman's book and CD.
Sure did.
That Bruce A. Berman is making everybody rich.
Everybody but you. You should buy his book and CD now.
Thanks, Bob. This is Bruce Berman. If you want to make $5, $10, even $15,000 a month right now from the comfort of your own home, then you don't have to buy my book. I will give you a free copy of my book and my Making Money CD. That's over $100 value. This limited time free offer is available only on my website, 7bruce.com. That's the number 7bruce.com. That's the number 7bruce.com. You can be making money within 30 days, guaranteed. So log on to 7bruce.com now.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being less dependent on glasses and contacts. Being able to read the alarm clock or not having to fumble with messy, cumbersome contacts. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable to everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. Our independent surgeons have helped hundreds of thousands of people see better. Let us do the same for you. We'd like to send you a free information kit that'll answer all your questions about LASIK and show you how you can finance your LASIK procedure absolutely interest-free. That's right, 0% financing. Call us now at 1-800-600-4704. That's 1-800-600-4704. 1-800-600-4704.
You can see the good life all around you. The people with the bigger house, the fancy cars. It seems like everyone's living the American dream, except you. Well, what if you could start making the money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself? Make cash even when you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. And what if you could get started for free? It's not too good to be true. It's a proven system from ISI, and once you get started, the computer does the work while you collect the cash. And while supplies last, you can request a free CD that shows you how. Just call 1-800-700-5593. The secret to the good life isn't working harder. It's working smarter. Whether you just want a second income or you're ready to quit your job and live the good life, call now for your free CD, only available through this exclusive radio offer. For your free CD, call 1-800-700-5593. 1-800-700-5593. 1-800-700-5593.
Bacon, Eggs, and Jay Marvin on AM 760 in the morning.
Progressive Talk.
9:37 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Now, tomorrow morning, we have just made contact with my friend Arnaldo Coro, who lives in Havana, Cuba, and we'll have him on tomorrow morning. Hopefully, if the phone lines hold up and everything's okay, we'll have him on in the 8 o'clock hour to talk about what's going on down there, which is our 6 o'clock hour. It's his 8 o'clock hour, which is our 6 o'clock hour. If you're not up during the 6 o'clock hour, we'll turn around and play the interview back again, probably in our 8 o'clock hour. We're hoping we can pull this off because the phone system there is shaky. He says right now that everything is calm, that people are sad about what's going on, but that everything is in working order and that there's calm in the streets. So we'll have him on to give us a full report tomorrow morning here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. All right, let's go back to the phones, and let's go to Kevin in Fort Collins. Kevin, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
How you guys doing there?
Doing good.
Totally appreciate your show. I just wanted to talk about Ann Coulter and the Savage Beast and just point out the fact that they're on, and also the fact that the Republicans don't denounce them. Just seems to me that they're basically accepting what they're saying and endorsing them. So I, when the Today Show has that on, I make sure I email their station and email the show and tell them how much I disapprove of them having some radical like her on there. That you know, that I'm a liberal and that I'm watching their show and I'm not going to watch their show anymore, nor will I endorse any of their sponsors. And I also have called up the radio station here in town that carries the Savage, you know, because the thing of it is they're painting a broad brush over all liberals, all Democrats that we hate the country, that we're not patriotic. When look at how many liberals have fought in all the wars, including this current one, and so. That's the part that I think we need to, you know, cry out, and that's why Media Matters is so important, that we need to go to them, and we need to endorse them and become a member so that they can keep doing their work to point out, because these things, that's why they keep them on there, because Glenn Beck and all these others, now they're touting the inevitability of World War III. We had a fundraiser this weekend for Angie Piccioni. We had a great turnout, and the thing that surprised the wife and I the most was the amount of conservative neighbors that we had that showed up to support Angie. And when I was talking to them, their biggest concern was health care, but when I mentioned to them also the fact that Glenn Beck and that Gingrich and a lot of these talking heads are talking about the fact that we're heading in the direction of World War III and we can't do anything about it, these people, a lot of them have young draft-age kids. And I said, you know, the thing we have to realize is that a volunteer army and military isn't going to keep happening if we have a declared world war. And I says it may not be declared, but if they keep talking about it, the draft is inevitable because they're short of people right now. And, boy, their eyes open up then, and they get even more concerned about the direction that Bush and these neocons are sending us in.
Well, there are a lot of conservatives. A lot of Republicans that are fed up with their own party feel like they have no place to go and have no place to be, and they ought to consider coming over and joining us because we offer more choices and we offer a wider and a bigger tent. That's number one. And then number two, as far as Coulter and those people go, of course. I mean, they have tacit approval of the GOP. The GOP never says anything about the terrible, terrible things that they say on a daily, the chief, which she writes, and that, you know, Savage and those people say, Michael Wiener's his real name, on a daily, you know, level, they give it tacit approval. They don't connect themselves to it, but they don't come out and say, well, you shouldn't be saying it, and they let it go.
because this is what they're about. I mean, you know, I keep stressing this on the air, and it's really true if you sit and think about it. Authoritarian personalities always have to have fear, and they always have to have an enemy. And for them, we're the enemy, and the fear is that we're going to gain control of the country. And if you figure that most people either don't have the time or don't remember because it was so long ago, or were taught basic things in school about FDR, about you know, other great leaders, both Democrat and Republican, a lot of that stuff is forgotten. So a lot of what they do, most of what they do is they just play off fear. They just play off of fear and name-calling, and they never really debate any of the issues. They never really get down to anything. They just sit there and, you know, come out with typical comments like Savage did about crack machines in, in voting places and all of that that kind of stuff. And but the question is, do they discredit themselves in front of the greater populace, or do we make a mistake in not standing up to them?
I think you just hit the nail right on the head, and that's the next point I was going to make, was that we need to stand up to them. It, to me, when those people speak and disrespect us, the number one thing that we need to do is when someone insults you, and that's what they're doing. They're insulting us, they're belittling us, and they're conditioning Republicans to become more strong and come out against liberals, come out against Democrats, and make a Democrat and a liberal, a progressive, whatever you want to call yourself, to feel like a second-class citizen. They make you cower.
But that's only if you allow them to. I mean, I've had people say to me, you're nothing but a liberal. And then I say to them, okay, well, that may be so, but the fact is, how does that answer my question of what I just asked you?
That's true, Jay, but the problem of it is the psychological damage that they do to progressives. Not everyone, like you and I, are as versed in what's going on, and so... You take your average Democrat, and they cower, and that's what they want. And
then
we need
to learn to throw those psychological chains off, and we need to preach to people that there is nothing wrong with having progressive ideas, and that these are simply ways for them to skirt having serious discussions about serious issues. And a great example, and I'm paraphrasing Ann Coulter, but a great example of this is when she was asked about the Middle East, she said, well, the first thing I would do is carpet bomb Iran. Well, you know, that kind of talk sounds good, Ann, out of a 16-year-old, but as an adult, what do you intend to do? I mean, somebody should put her on that kind of a footing and ask her, what do you in realistic, real terms intend to do? I don't know. I'm caught between the idea of simply just ignoring her and writing her off, or just trying to do the best I can to answer her back. Kev, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Thank you, Jay.
You got
great.
It. Thanks. One line open at 303-713-7600. It's open phones. Anything you want to talk about, 9:45, 15 minutes away from 10 on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Price includes 4% down payment at 8% APR over 30 years.
If you could own a home for $199 a month, would you do it? Because the government and private banks are liquidating thousands of homes right now. Homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed for as little as $199 a month. For a list of foreclosures in your area, call BNI at 1-800-785-3321. Homes of every shape and size are being liquidated right now. To find these foreclosed homes and properties in your area, homes for as little as $199 a month, request a listing from BNI today. Call toll-free 1-800-785-3321. If you can afford $199 a month, you can afford to buy a home. But you can't afford to wait, because these homes are being liquidated immediately, many for as little as $199 a month. For a list of homes and properties in your area, call 1-800-785-3321. Find out what $199 a month can get you by calling 1-800-785-3321. 1-800-785-3321.
Ed Schultz.
I realize there's two sides of the story, but there's nothing bias about you having an opportunity to chew ass on me or go after it from a different angle on this program, and that's what it's about.
The Ed Schultz Show.
Weekday afternoons 1 to 4
on AM 760. Progressive Talk. I'm Bill Winter, and I approve of this message. Tom Tancredo was one of only four members of Congress to vote against the Violence Against Women Act. He doesn't represent Colorado. I will. We need to raise $2,000 today, and I need your help. Please go to winterforcongress.com to volunteer and donate today.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like the 80-20 Plan, Bauhaus Dog Daycare, and All American Vogue. Go to am760.net today and learn more about how you can join these progressive companies.
Your glasses just aren't helping your eyes. I know that sounds harsh, but you probably know that from your own experience. Corrective lenses don't cure poor eyesight. In fact, our doctors believe they can create dependency and make bad vision worse. How many people do you know, including yourself, whose eyesight got weaker with every stronger prescription? The doctors who created the See Clearly method say that many people need stronger prescriptions year after year. Fortunately, there's a way to improve bad vision naturally, without drugs and without surgery. It's called the See Clearly method, and it's developed by Apollo award-winning optometrists. Pick up the phone and we'll send you a free video to see this program for yourself. Your eyesight is not going to get any better if you keep putting on those glasses. It's time you finally did something about it. Call right now for your free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-900-3213. That's 1-800-900-3213. 1-800-900-3213.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Stone this week, or last week. Sex, magic, and rock and roll. Led Zeppelin. 9:48, 48 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 84. Partly sunny with thunderstorms. Back on the phones. And we go to Jeff in Boulder. Jeff, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey. Thanks for taking my call again. It's
sure.
Good to talk to you. Hey, a couple things on this Ann Coulter. Your last caller from Fort Collins, he kind of hit it right in the head. You know what? If we boycott, if we take that action away from all the fundamentalists that were doing it, if we go back to how Martin Luther did it and Mahatma Gandhi and everything, we boycott those people, GMA and all those other ones, we're going to get them off the air. 20,000 signatures on newline.org, or excuse me, mediamatters.org, that doesn't sound like a lot.
Well, it's because it's not widely publicized, so, you know, go put your signature on there. I put mine on there. And
Right. But, I mean, let's, you know, also sit there and say, hey, it's just not a petition. It's also, we're going to boycott these people. So.
Well, I don't know. Traditionally, I don't get too excited about boycotts. I mean, and I don't have much to boycott because I don't watch much TV. So I don't see her a lot of the time when she's on TV anyway.
Well, you know, that's a good point. What if you say you're going to boycott? What is it that the threat is there? How many times have big corporations just given in to the threat?
You wouldn't want me to lie now, would you?
We've complained about that right and left that they've given in to the threat, but they do all the time. Now, second thing, just to bring this up, is I'm sure that you, a part of your audience, people that are publishing or in the publishing business, I would love to find out how many book sales that Ann Coulter has, how many of her books actually wind up in the Ender's Den at some bookshop. You know, we've got 300 million citizens in the United States. How many of those are adults, and how many books does she actually sell?
You know, there's a way to find that out. It's called Book Scam, but I'm not sure how to access it. You'd have to noodle around on the Internet to ask that kind of question. To Google around, maybe you'd find a site that keeps track of that, but I know that information is out there.
But wouldn't it be great to sit there and throw it back at her? Or just...
Well, somebody told me that she was at a fundraiser for, who was it, Bob Beaupre or somebody, and then didn't raise a dime.
Go figure.
So I don't know. I don't know if that's true or not. I might have read that on Colorado Soapbox, but I'm not real sure.
But I just really love to see, you know, just how many of her books wind up in the bin.
Yeah, I would,
you know,
too.
You know, left-hand books, or go to, you know, Tattered Cover, or just ask somebody and find out. So.
Yeah, how many of them remain? How many of them end up in the remainder bin? I'd like to know that too.
Okay, thanks a lot. You have a good day.
All right, thanks, Jeff. Let's go to Eric in Lafayette. Eric, hi, you're on AM 760.
Morning, Jay. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Hey, looks like you're going to get an answer to that question about what they just pulled with the Osama, you know, situation here. You know, quietly closing down that office today on C-SPAN at 1 o'clock. C-SPAN 1 at 4:10, they're going to show the American Scholars Symposium again, third time they've showed it. I was thinking about this when you had the Media Matters guy on talking about how poll data has been misused. You know, a May 2006 poll showed that 42% of Americans think that the 9/11 Commission concealed or refused to investigate evidence that contradicted their official explanation. 42%. I mean, that's almost 50% of people think something wonky was going on with the 9/11 Commission.
Oh, I think there was something going on with the 9/11 Commission. I think that Condoleezza Rice sat down there and I think members of the administration sat down there and bluffed their way through it. And I think that Bush knew that bin Laden was going to attack. I think he knew damn well. And if you read Ron Suskind's book, he was warned about it. And his response to the CIA briefer who tried to get his attention was, okay, you've covered your, and I'm not going to say the last word, and basically dismissed him, which
yeah.
is typical of this administration. Listen to me, if you read that book, you'll see that this administration that George W. Bush has a very, very hard time with anything that is written that he has to digest. That if he's told something,
true.
He gets it, but if it's written and put before him, he has trouble with it. And I think that that's what's wrong with the 9/11 Commission, that somebody was to blame for what happened, and the 9/11 Commission never fixed any kind of a blame, and I think the majority of Americans know there's something wrong.
Yeah, no one has ever been demoted or fired. I mean, we're told that there
that's
was
right.
incompetence, or, you know, no one has been punished.
Nobody.
And in fact, the FBI has said they have no conclusive evidence linking Osama to 9/11. You know,
well, I mean, all of
basically, you've got mainstream scholars now, like Stephen Jones from BYU, you know, retired Lieutenant Colonel Rob Bowman. He's ex-Air Force. He's got a Ph.D. in, you know, nuclear engineering and aeronautics. I mean, coming out with scientific evidence that 9/11 was an inside job.
Well, see, I
and
disagree
you're talking
with
me
that.
Now about you know, let it happen on purpose.
I totally.
You know, we have conclusive evidence.
Well, you know what?
Buildings were brought down with controlled demolition.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't buy that.
And these are like highly qualified scientists.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, and so I just encourage people to make up their own mind. You know, like 4:10 today on C-SPAN, the American Scholars Symposium. Please go and, you know, watch the evidence for yourself. You know, I mean, I think Air America has been doing a lot of great things, but in general, you guys have really kind of put the kibosh on this whole issue.
No,
because really
I don't put the kibosh on the issue. I just don't believe in it. And I believe that George W. Bush is responsible, and the Condoleezza Rice and the Donald Rumsfeld and the rest of them are responsible for what happened, and that nobody was ever disciplined, and that she was able to BS her way through that 9/11 commission. I do not believe that it was an inside job. I don't believe it at all. Michael Schroyer does not believe it, who spent years chasing bin Laden, and there are others in who spent years in the field going after these people and watching Islamic radicalists, and they don't believe it either. So if I had my choice, I would side with them. Let's go to Steve in Sedalia. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, how are you?
Fine.
Hey, I just wanted to weigh in on the Ann Coulter thing and the indecision of, you know, what do we do? Do we fight back or do we ignore? And, you know, honestly, it's been my experience in life that people like that tend to go away when you ignore them. What we're doing by fighting back, if you will, is fueling the fire and taking our eye off of the ball. You know, what we need to do is just stick to the things that are important to us and to the American people, and emphasize those things, and don't waste a lot of time and energy arguing with somebody who doesn't really deserve the time of day. It adds credence to what she, you know, dispels if you give her that pulpit to do so, to argue back. So it. You know, it's a hard
thing. Well, you know
something,
what you're saying though is essentially right, because you know what, she doesn't talk about events like an adult would talk about events. She talks about events like a
16-year-old
would, and you can't really get to the bottom of anything, and she's basically just a show pony for the various shows and networks to put on to get attention. And you're right. I mean, it's really, you know what, I agree with you. It's really it's really a waste of time.
It is a waste of time. And it's not to say that what Meter Matters is doing is not a good thing, to go out there and, you know, to go to these media outlets and say, look, you know, why do you bother? And if you continue to do this, you know, it doesn't really shine very well on you. I'm not saying that we should just completely. I mean, if she wanted to have a serious debate with a serious person on the opposite side, that's it, because she couldn't do that.
You know something, you're right.
She can't
take it. I've seen her Right. I've seen her in serious debates where she has to face somebody who knows what they're talking about, and you're right, she does. She
right. She couldn't do it, and she probably wouldn't do it. Because
yeah, she starts coming unhinged.
Right, and that would make her out to be what she is, basically just a babbling boob that just doesn't really deserve the time that she gets on air. And the reason she gets it is because we tend to, you know, fight back, and that's what, you know, media outlets, they like that. That's controversy. That gets them ratings. That gets
them viewers. Yeah, there's also another school of thought about her, too, which I think is pretty interesting. How about the idea that that people like her and Michael Savage and the rest of those people benefit us because they show basically the majority of Americans how extreme the authoritarian right wing really is and about how out of step they really are with the average American's feelings?
That's right, and that's absolutely true to the point that you don't drop down to their level. You know, common sense people can listen to what they're saying. I mean, you'll never change the ultra-conservative, you know, neocons. They're going to be what they're going
to
be.
Well, the 23% to 29% base, you're right, you're never going to alter their
feelings. Right, I mean, they're going to stay. But the rest of the common sense people can listen to what she's saying, discern what she's saying, and go, well, that's just idiotic. And I can't sign on to that sort of thing.
Yeah, I'm with you, Steve. I'm out of time, man. Great call. Thank you for participating. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, and thanks for what you're doing. You're doing a great job.
You got it, man. Hope to talk to you again.
All right, see you, brother.
See you later, Steve. All right, that's it for tonight. What the heck am I thinking? Well, it's nighttime for me, I guess, since you started 3. That's it for me for today. Tomorrow, Arnaldo Coral from Cuba, plus, let's see what else we can get into. All right? Al Franken is next. Have a good day. And keep it on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.